It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
For the whole team. And if I don't win, it's a shame.
Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out of the old ball game.
Here on KNZA, you're dialed in 103.9 on the FM side alongside Kern and Prophet, Captain Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you here at Noble Park in Hiawatha. It is Hiawatha Post 66 hosting Corning Post 216. Let's get you the lineup cards before we dive into both of these teams. We'll start with Corning, the road team. Post 216, they are 3-7. Weston Chulion's the lead it off. He is the center fielder. LJ Kelzer batting second. He will be at second base. Ben Haverkamp as well. He bats third and is pitching. Hunter Lehman, the catcher. He's in the cleanup spot. Henry Heidemann is batting fifth. He is the shortstop. Cameron Kramer, the DH. He bats sixth. Aiden Talley's at first. He'll be in the seven hole. Hayden Chulion's, the third baseman, bats eighth. Colby Valhey in left field batting ninth. And Tegan Valhey, he is the right fielder and the extra hitter as well outside of the DH in that 10-hole spot. Chulion's, Kelzer, Haverkamp, Lehman, Heidemann, Kramer, Talley, Chulion's, Valhey, and Valhey. We step aside, a quick timeout. The Hiawatha lineup in the first pitch is coming up next.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all seven of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. We got you the Corning Post 216 lineup. They're here at Hiawatha tonight, Post 66. Let's get you the Hiawatha lineup card here right before first pitch. Again, the home team on the scoreboard. Michael Oldham, center fielder, leading things off. Michael Jensen batting second. He is at shortstop. Lucas Lancaster batting third. He is catching. Cooper Jacobson, the cleanup spot. He's at first. Tegan Dillard, DH, he'll bat fifth. Dalton Stephen Morgan, the third baseman, batting sixth. Cooper Wishrup, the right fielder, bats seventh. Gannon Becker is pitching. He'll bat eighth. And J.J. Lancaster, the second baseman, batting ninth, the flex. And defensively in left field, that is Braden Newell. So Oldham, Jensen, Lancaster, Jacobson, Diller, Stephen Morgan, Wishrup, Becker, Lancaster, and Newell. Again, the flex and left. Alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabman. Crendon, right before first pitch here, these two teams made the state tournament a year ago. Not only did they make state, they got to the final game before the championship series. These two teams met in Concordia. Hiawatha winning a good game 7-6. Hiawatha after that played at then the two-time defending champs in Iola, a 6-0 win to force a winner-take-all championship game. But Hiawatha falling just a touch short in that title game a year ago in Concordia, a 10-3 final there. So two teams, very veteran-heavy. We recognize a lot of names that have been doing this for multiple summers. And, you know, both teams kind of off to slow starts here, but a lot of time left this summer to kind of pick things up. And I expect at some point both these teams with these rosters will pick things up moving forward.
Yeah, you mentioned these teams on a slow start. I mean, both teams 3-7 in the NEK American League league. And, you know, these teams, they were one of the best. They were two of the best last year. These two teams also went against each other 7 times last year, competing twice already this year. Hiawatha, they won game 1, 13-9. Corning brought the shutout in game 2. They won 4-0. I expect a great game between these two teams. You know, we're going to have a great pitching matchup here from Haverkamp, getting out from Corning and from Hiawatha, Becker.
So Corning's got Weston Chulianz, LJ Kelzer, and Ben Haverkamp going up against in the Hiawatha starter and Gannon Becker. Becker's 7 1/3 innings pitched so far, making his third start this summer. 6.68 ERA, 13 runs, 7 earned, 5 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Our first pitch of tonight's game is taken by Weston Chulianz for a called strike, and here we go. It's American Legion Baseball. Well, we dodged a lot of rain throughout the day. It was off and on, but mostly clear skies now. A few clouds, and there's another called strike to Weston Chulianz. And Becker quickly out in front. No balls, 2 strikes.
Yeah, shaping up a beautiful day here. 76 degrees, 7 mph wind out of the northwest.
Yeah, not much of a breeze at all. Next pitch taken upstairs. Now 1-2 strikes here on Weston Chulianz. Corning post 216. Crendon mentioned both teams 3-7 through their first 10. They are now playing for a third time already, as the 1-2 is high as well. Now 2-2 strikes. LJ Kelzer on deck, then Haverkamp in the hole. And Becker kicks, the former Horton Charger, and it's high and away. Now 3-2 strikes.
Weston Chulianz doing a great job. Went from the 0-2, protecting the count. Was able to work it up here to the full count. Weston Chulianz graduated from Jackson Heights a year and a couple months ago, but here doing a good job in Legion.
And there's a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch that was about knee-high and over the outer edge of the plate. So after an 0-2 start in the count, Chulianz works it back to a full count, but ultimately down swinging for out number one. So here's LJ Kelzer. You want to talk about veterans for these teams? LJ certainly one of those for Corning, who bats from the right side. First pitch upstairs, ball number one. Kelzer, .259 batting average so far in the 10 games this summer. I know it's not summer yet, but we'll call it that. There's a foul tip right behind home plate. Now it's 1-1
Well, not far from summer.
Why not?
Only a couple days.
Man, we're getting pretty close. So we are off and running. Both these teams again at the state tournament a year ago was quite the ride for both these teams. Here's a 1-1 to LJ Kelzer, and it's low and inside. 2-1 Mentioned Haverkamp, the other pitcher for today's game on the other side for Corning. Gannon Becker here, that one up and away. Now 3-1 There is not much of a breeze at all here in Hiawatha today. That one high and away, ball 4. So the first base runner, a 1-out walk here in the top of the first, and Kelzer is aboard, and that brings up the pitcher in Ben Haverkamp. So mention we'll see him in the bottom of the first on the rubber. Right now, for Gannon Becker, he's going to have to adjust and go out of the stretch here early on in this game.
Corning trying to get some base runners on before they reach their cleanup man, and Hunter Lehman, who's up bat next. He bats .476 in the cleanup spot.
First pitch runs inside, and Lancaster had to dive to save that one from going to the backstop. Kept it in front. 1-0 here on Haverkamp. Even .250 batting average appearing in game number 11, and now a throw to first, and it gets away, and that's going to allow LJ Kelzer to trot up to second base without a throw. So a throwing error has put Corning in a spot to get on the board here in the top of the first.
Yeah, you've given a chance with Centralia Panther and Ben Haverkamp to possibly record his fourth RBI of this Legion season.
So runner at second base, 1-0 the count here on Haverkamp. Becker has a little bit of an easier look at second base. And the pitch runs in there, pops out of the glove, but it's called strike. And now 1-1 here on Haverkamp. Sun's starting to shine through the clouds. And, boy, it's times today, again, heavy spurts of rain throughout. But this field in prime shape for tonight's action. There's one that bends in there for a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Now 1-2 here on Haverkamp. Kelzer at second base with one out. after a walk and an error, got him up to scoring position. Next pitch high, and now two balls, two strikes. Going to mention Lehman on deck, the cleanup hitter. Corning in their blue uniform tops, white numerals and lettering, gray pants with a blue stripe on the side of each leg. Next pitch, a little bit away. Now three balls, two strikes. So all three batters that Becker has faced here in the early going has worked three ball counts. This one lifted high in the air but foul. And now, once again, three balls, two strikes.
Yeah, and this is also his second solo count he's had to work with. So right now, you know, working through a big grind here is Haverkamp.
Another 3-2, inside, ball four. So back-to-back walks. Kelzer, now Haverkamp. Runners at first and second, still only one out in the inning, and here comes the catcher in Hunter Lehman. Batting from the right side, that MJ number 23.
I mentioned Lehman, just one of the best hitters here on this team, stat-wise, for Corning, batting .476 this year. Four home runs leads the team.
Yeah, no joke. With Lehman's power, you mentioned four home runs in 10 games. That .450 north batting average. Takes one high here, ball number one, missing with a fastball. That was Gannon Becker. So a dangerous spot here for Hiawatha in the early going. Two on and one out. And a quick time after that next pitch ran upstairs. So Lehman in position with the count at 2-0, and we get our first mound visit with one out here in the top of the first. Great opportunity to let you know that our Legion broadcast brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu, and then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. So again, Corning, two on, one out here in the top of the first. After a couple of walks, and Lehman in the batter's box after this brief meeting with the count Crendon in his favor at 2-0.
Yeah, he's had 10 hits this season. I mentioned four have been home runs, so that's a 40% on his hits. So we'll see if those odds are in his favor to knock three in here.
2-0 is close, but a little bit up and out. And now three balls, no strikes. Henry Heidemann, shortstop in the on-deck circle. It's Corning in position to get on the board here in the top of the first. Lehman takes all the way, and it's ball four. So three consecutive walks issued by Gannon Becker. And now the bases are loaded with one out.
Yeah, Becker just looking a little rattled, especially after recording his 10th strikeout year against the leadoff batter in Chulion. So now he's allowed, you know, three straight walks. He got another Central Illinois Panther with Henry Heidemann, a big dominant bat.
Ball tails away outside. One ball, no strikes. .375, the batting average for Henry Heidemann. This is his 31st plate appearance on the season so far. The 1-0 in there for a called strike. Now 3-1, or correction, now one ball, one strike. Oh, Becker needed that. Just find one in the zone after issuing a four-pitch walk to Lehman. Next one, right back up the middle. Slow roller kicks off the second base bag to the right side. One run is in, and now hesitating is Haverkamp around third. The throw is not in time, but he scores to make it 2-0. About 5 out of 10 on that pace behind that hit. Right up the middle, Crendon. It goes right past Becker, kicks off the bag at second. And Corning, just like that, a 2-0 lead.
You know, that roller had the speed of an escalator, and it had such a perfect hit off the left side of the pointy part of the second base bag that points towards the infield, and it just kicked out to the right, unplayable from the second baseman in Lancaster. He tried to stretch himself back to make that play, but that was just a bad hop there for the defense to play.
Here's the DH, Cameron Kramer, takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. So a 2-0 lead here for Corning. There's a flip back to second. And now running towards third, this is Hunter Lehman, and the center fielder and Oldham having some trouble with it. So a second throwing error of the inning, and now Lehman up to third, Heidemann to second base.
Yeah, and last week our first game here of American Legion, we saw I think 8 to 9 combined errors together last week. So and this is also two teams again. You want to clean up some errors, you don't want to allow those easy runs.
Next pitch outside here to Cameron Kramer, and it's one ball, one strike. Kramer is 20th plate appearance of the young season, a .235 batting average. He's got two in scoring position with one out. Fastball runs upstairs, missing, two balls, one strike. Well, walks and errors, and a big key hit by Heidemann has got Corning out to a 2-0 lead. Next pitch low and outside, and now 3-1. Danger time here for Becker. Needs to get an out. Aiden Talley in the on-deck circle. He is out of the stretch, neither of the two runners being held. And that one just clipped the inner edge, and the count now at 3-2. Monster, monster pitch coming up here. Outside, ball 4, tailed away, and the base is loaded once again for a second time in the inning. That is the 4th walk allowed by Becker.
Yeah, this has just been a really rough opening inning here for the Hiawatha Post, 66 Braves. And another big chance to put some RBIs on the board.
Here is Aiden Talley. Check swing, held up, and the pitch is outside for ball 1. So 4 walks, 2 errors, and a 2-run single by Heideman. 2-0, the Corning lead here in the top of the 1st, and still looking for more. There's a called strike on the inner edge, now 1-1. Aiden Talley, first baseman defensively in this game tonight. Big RBI chance here. He hits it to the left side. Diving is the third baseman. Steven Morgan kicks away from him, and everybody is safe. It's going to be an infield hit, and the lead extends now to Corning 3 and Hiawatha 0.
Man, the hits just really have not been that sharp or hot here for Corning, but they're just taking the probably the most perfect slow rollers you can ask for in that one, just the way it hit into the grass. Just really unplayable for Stephen Morgan.
First pitch here to Hayden Shulianz is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1, so the bases are still loaded. One out. Now a 3-0 Corning lead. Becker's next pitch, right down the middle, and quickly no balls, 2 strikes. Hayden Shulianz, jersey number 11, 24th plate appearance on the season. And there's a called strike 3 on an off-speed pitch that bent back into the inner edge, and a huge second strikeout here in the inning for Gannon Becker.
Well, Becker has struck out a pair of brothers in both Weston and Hayden, so I'm not... Unfortunately for him, there's not a third brother out there, so I'll have to find another way to get that out.
Well, here is Colby Balhay, who steps in and swings and misses at the first pitch, and it kicked away from Lancaster, and he darts on it quickly to keep everybody honest on the base pass. So nicely done by him. No balls, 1 strike here on Balhay. Well, you talk about brothers.
Yep.
Got Colby, and, well, if he does something here, Tegan Balhay.
Yep.
Coming up after that. So you got 2 sets of brothers here on this Corning 1-10 lineup tonight. Here's the 0-1, and it's outside, 1-1.
Yeah, and this is Colby Balhay. He's upcoming to be a sophomore, but, man, he's a great 400-meter runner, and he also joined Jackson Heights' 4x1 team near the end of the season to get to that state run.
Here is a slow roller to the shortstop, and Jensen has to make a tough play. Does he get it there in time? He does not, and everybody is safe. So, again, another ball that is not incredibly hard hit. Jensen had to just charge and charge at it. Made a good play, but the throw not in time. Another infield hit, and it's now 4-0 Corning, and the base is still loaded with 2 outs.
Yeah, and now Corning has went through all 10 batters, as, again, they have that extra hitter. So, big accomplishment for them on the offensive side.
So, Balhay, his 4th hit of the season. And it drives in the 4th run of the inning. Here is Tegan Balhay, the right fielder. And a swing and a miss at the first offering, and it's 0-1. So as Crendon mentioned, this Corning lineup batting around here in the 1st. A lot of dinks, a lot of dunks, a couple of throwing errors, multiple infield hits. It is the definition of small ball here, but this one is lifted high in the air right behind home plate. Lancaster able to set it up and make the catch. To retire the side. Corning, they leave them loaded, but boy, did they put up a nice spot here in the top of the 1st. They score 4 runs and have a 4-0 lead here at Hiawatha. Take a timeout. Bottom of the 1st inning coming up next. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
That's good hustle, good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Stick around for the post-game show as well. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Well, a good start for Corning. Post number 216, 4 runs, 3 hits. They left them loaded. I took advantage of a couple of throwing errors, and Hiawatha coming up down 4-0 here, Crendon, in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, and I said coming into this game, it's going to be a big pitching battle, and unfortunately, Becker here just off to the wrong footing start from that first inning. All you can do here is battle back and try to be more consistent going on, but Haverkamp, he looks to have a good start here for Corning. This is getting ready for his first pitch upcoming. So far this season, 24 strikeouts, ERA 5.5. He's went 9 innings pitch, only had 21 hits. And 20 runs. So for him, we'll see how he battles here and tries to keep Corning ahead of the lead.
Yeah, this is the 11th game for Corning, 11th game for both teams. As both teams enter tonight 3-7, but Haverkamp has started half of the Corning games. This will be his 6th start and 7th appearance. He kicks and fires it into Michael Oldham, who fouls away the first pitch here in the bottom of the first. And here we go. Oldham, Jensen, and Lancaster. That is Lucas Lancaster. Due up this inning. For the Braves, Hiawatha post 6-6. Last time out, a split with Seneca. Losing 6-3 in game one. Came back with a 9-5 win in game two. Next pitch to Oldham runs inside. Now 1-1. Mentioned Haverkamp. His 5.52 ERA. Now his 6th start of the season. Fastball clips the outside part of the plate. And now 1-2. Here on Micah Oldham. Oldham, certainly one of those names, been doing it for a long time. A 250 batting average. As he steps in here with a 1-2, and it's in the dirt. 2-2. Hiawatha as a team so far, a 290 batting average, 415 on base percentage, and OPS of 805. Trying to bounce back, and they're down here early. 4-0 Corning as we're just getting going in the bottom of the first. Good hack there by Oldham. Fouls it away, and it stays 2-2.
Yeah, it's a big key to success here for Hiawatha. They're top of the order to really get going. I mean, look at the order. You got 250, 462, 500, and 345. You got great batting order through your first four stats there for your first four guys.
Here's a 2-2 lifted high in the air, but it's going to stay along the infield right side. Kelzer, the second baseman, right on the edge of the grass. A one-handed catch to retire Micah Oldham for the first out here in the home first. So now the shortstop, Michael Jensen. Base is empty, one down, bottom one, Corning a 4-0 lead. Jensen wears jersey number 6 and has a 462 batting average. It is solid for sure. Here's the pitch. And it tails away, ball number 1. Well, we saw some sunshine peeking through. It's gone back behind the clouds here at Noble Park. Breeze picking up just a touch. As the next pitch by Haverkamp is low and inside. 2-0. Here on Michael Jensen. 315 down the lines, left and right field. Straightaway center, 360. Here at Noble Park in Hiawatha. Here is the pitch, and it's a heavy swing and miss. Now 2-1. Here on Michael Jensen. Infield fairly straight up. Talked about Corning in the blue tops, gray pants. Hiawatha in the red tops, blue numerals and lettering, gray pants as well. As Jensen lifts one out towards center field and moving towards the gap to the right side of the outfield. Nice play by Weston Chulions to make the catch. And 2-2.
Yeah, it was a letter high fastball, and Jensen thought he can try to barrel it down center. Just popped it up a little high for him, and And yeah, you mentioned that great play by Shalion on center field.
Well, this would be a great start for Haverkamp if he can retire this top three in the order after his team put up a fourth spot on three hits in the away first. As Lancaster watches one, skips in there for ball one. And defensively here for Corning, Hayden Chulion's at third, Henry Heidemann at shortstop, you got L.J. Kelzer at second, Aiden Talley at first, Hunter Lehman the catcher, next one just missed, two balls, no strikes, Colby Balhae in left, Weston Chulion's in center, Tegan Balhae, he is in right. This Corning lineup here tonight, 216 on the post. There's a called strike on the inside part of the plate. Lucas had a little shake of the head, maybe in disagreement. Now 2-1. Plays up in the box, good bend to the knees. As Haverkamp fires, and it's outside, gets to the backstop. Now 3-1. Cooper Jacobson on deck here for Hiawatha, trying to avoid being retired in order in this home first inning. Out on the windup, Haverkamp, the righty, delivers, and it's outside, ball four. Good at bat for Lucas Lancaster, and it's a two-out base runner now for Cooper Jacobson.
And Lancaster did a great job there staying patient with that plate appearance there. Maybe he was looking ahead of the last two batters. I feel like even on the pop-outs they had, they didn't necessarily need to swing on those pitches. So Lancaster, he might have looked at that and said, okay, I'm going to stay a little more patient. My guy's in front of me. He was able to take that. Get himself on first base, two outs, a chance for Jacobson in the cleanup spot.
Just the ninth walk issued by Haverkamp so far this season. Now has to go out of the stretch. Talley holding on the base runner in Lancaster as Jacobson steps in from the left side. Stolen base attempt. Throw is not in time. Kicked away and a stolen base for... That's going to be Moore, courtesy runner. Okay, so Lancaster was out. Nicely done there. So a two-out base runner here. That was Leighton Moore, who is now in scoring position. Next pitch is a little bit outside to Mr. Jacobson. And two balls and no strikes. The 2-0 outside. Well, Hiawatha a chance to keep the line moving here. Three balls, no strikes. Tegan Diller, the DH, is on deck. And now Corning wants to talk this one over. And the courtesy runner at second is Leighton Moore, running for Mr. Lucas Lancaster. Again, Corning, a 4-0 lead. They scored four runs on three infield hits in the first. A couple of throwing errors didn't help the cause. But again, all three of those hits, Crendon last inning for Corning, neither of them left the infield.
No, I mean, they were short rollers. They were slow, too, but just the placement of them is what made them hard defensively to play. I mean, talking one of them hit off the second base bag and popped up and flew out like a popcorn kernel. So, I mean, really, in situations like that, that is hard for a defense to play, and that's just, game of inches and game of where the ball lies.
And a 3-0, swing it all the way. That was a heavy swing by Jacobson, fouled it straight back, and it's now 3-1. So again, Leighton Moore, the courtesy runner at second base. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. Corning 4, Hiawatha nothing. Haverkamp sets and fires. And it's hit too shallow left center field. A little blooper that drops in for a base hit. And it kicks away from the left fielder and Colby Balhae. And that allows Jacobson to scamper up to second base with an RBI. And it's a 4-1 game.
Yeah,
much needed for Hiawatha there.
Yeah, great job by their third and fourth in the order. Lancaster staying patient with his at-bat, earning that walk. Moore was able to steal second base, and right there, he had Jacobson get to the 3-0. He swung at the fourth pitch and the fifth one. He green-lighted himself again and was able to get the hit.
Here's Tegan Diller. Now he lifts this one high in the air towards the gap in left center, and it drops in for a base hit. And that's going to get Hiawatha within two. That's coming around to scores, Cooper Jacobson. So back-to-back RBI knocks. And Hiawatha posts 6-6 on the board with a couple here. And now the lead is trimmed to 4-2.
Yeah, back-to-back great hits by Diller and Jacobson. Diller, same spot really, almost we just saw from Jacobson just there out to that center left.
Here is Dalton Sieben Morgan, open on that right side stance, and he takes one in the dirt for ball one. On the key here, Crendon, at least this little run Hiawatha's putting together, all with two outs. Haverkamp throws to first. Not much of a lead over there by Diller, and he slides back in safely. But again, Dalton Steven Morgan right now up there. 32nd plate appearance of the young season, batting average at 143. Next pitch, just a bit upstairs, and it's two balls and no strikes. Runner at first is Diller after an RBI single. Got Hiawatha within 4-2, so a lot of action here in this first inning. Next pitch a little bit low, missing with the fastball. Three balls, no strikes. Cooper Wishrup in the on-deck circle.
Braves continuing to stay patient here with their plate appearances now for those first two pop-ups of the inning. And, again, just take these quality at-bats for the team.
And taking all the way 3-0, and it's called strike on the inside part of the plate. Now it's 3-1. This is after Haverkamp got Oldham to pop out and Jensen to fly out to get the first two outs of the inning. There's a throw to first again. That one was a close play, but Diller just back in time safely. But he's got to focus here on Steven Morgan. The count is three balls and one strike. Haverkamp, another glance at first, runs it inside, missing ball four. Second walk issued in this inning. And now two on and at two outs here for Cooper Wishrup, the right fielder.
Had to wait a little bit on that call, the inside fastball, but Steven Morgan, great job staying patient there, put himself on the red light on the 3-0, and then, he got the one strike, but then on the 3-1, he also put a red light on himself and earned himself a walk.
Becker up there, 222 average for him, and he takes a called strike on the inside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. So two on, two outs, two runs are in, RBIs by Diller and also Jacobson. Corning lead cut in half at 4-2 here in the bottom of the first. Haverkamp turning, firing towards Diller at second. Third time he's tried to pick off Diller. Haverkamp in that category, 0-3. But a sizable lead at second base. Here's the pitch, and a chopper to the left side. Should be an easy play for the third baseman in Chulions. He goes unassisted to third base to get the final out and retire the side. But two-out knocks, one by Jacobson and one by Diller, cut the Hiawatha deficit in half. We have played one here in Hiawatha, Corning 4, and Hiawatha 2. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Give your child the best start. Sabetha Community Hospital has specialized speech, physical, and occupational therapy department designed specifically for kids. Whether it's improving communication, building strength and coordination, or developing everyday skills, our compassionate therapists work closely with your child in a fun and encouraging environment. We're dedicated to helping them thrive. Give your child the best start. Learn more about our pediatric therapy services by calling Sabetha Community Hospital or visiting SabethaHospital.com. That's Sabetha Community Hospital, helping your child grow, learn, and play.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on 103.9, presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu, and then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. We go to the second inning here in Hiawatha, Corning a 4-2 lead as we get things going. The top of the order once again as Corning batted around all 10, came up to the plate with four scoring in the first, and now it is Weston Chulions who steps in, takes a called strike by Gannon Becker, and here we go, second inning is underway. And the 0-1, missed outside, one ball, one strike. And Chulions worked a lengthy at bat, got behind 0-2, worked a full count, but ultimately went down swinging for a strikeout. There's a hard swing and a miss there on an off-speed pitch, and it's quickly 1-2.
And that's the exact pitch that he struck out on, that outside reach, the fastball in the corner. So I like to see how Becker tries to bounce back with this one.
1-2. It's hit off the end part of the bat, and it's just a little soft liner to the shortstop in Jensen, who has to run in a couple steps. Edge of the grass makes the play for out number one.
Yeah, great pitching control there by Becker. Went to the outside fastball, then brought it right back in inside. That choked up Chulianz, and that what's brought you the inside pop up there, the shortstop. Great play.
So one up, one down here in the second. Corning's lead is 4-2. Here's LJ Kelser. And the first pitch missing outside, and it's 1-0. So he walked on a 3-1 count in his first at bat, got to second on a throwing error, and came around to score off the bat of Henry Heidemann. And now this is hit right down the line at third, and it's inside of it for a fair ball. Getting on it quickly is Newell, the left fielder, and it's a single with one out for LJ Kelser.
Yeah, first time Corning's had a hit that goes farther than the dirt track. Of course, not by air, but still by ground. But man, great hits today from Corning.
So one out and one on for Ben Haverkamp. He walked and scored in the first. And trying to respond after Hiawatha dallied two runs to get within 4-2. There's a fastball that caught the outside part of the plate, and it's 0-1 here on Haverkamp. Kelser at first base. He's reached in both of his at-bats tonight. Next pitch is lifted high in the air, left side. It's going to be on the infield dirt, and it's going to be the third baseman bobbling it a couple of times, receiving Morgan, and he somehow corralled it in the glove after the third, maybe fourth pop out of his glove. How about that? Well, that could have been disastrous, but a smile on the face. He makes the catch for out number two.
Yeah, just a little of a juggle, showing off the other talents. But, hey, you know what? At the end of the day, you got the out, and Becker just needs to, you know, lock in here, focus, two outs on the board, just trying to chase in the third.
Here's Hunter Lehman, very dangerous hitter. First pitch, a little bit high and away, and it's one ball, no strikes. So he walked and scored in his first at-bat. Well, he mentioned in his first at-bat the home run power. Four home runs already in what is Corning's 11th game being played this season. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, more impressively, though, he has an OPS of 1,600.
That's a good number.
And tell you what, that is a big number right there. So he's able to get on base in a lot of ways.
Another pitch on the outer edge, but missing, and now two balls and one strike. So he's not seen one in the wheelhouse, so to speak. Becker's certainly a couple keeping away from him, and that one runs high, three balls, one strike.
I mean, yeah, if you're Hiawatha, you've definitely seen this team already once before this season, so you know how much of a power hitter Lehman is.
Well, the count in Lehman's favor at 3-1, and he hits this one well towards the gap in left center. This baby is trouble, but running it down, trouble, my you-know-what. Oh, baby, what a play. Oldham runs it down and probably saves a run and certainly extra bases. So after that, an emphatic defensive play by Oldham retires the side. Shows what I know, right? We go to the bottom of the second here in Hiawatha. No runs and a runner left. It is 4-2. It's Hiawatha trails. They come up to bat right after this.
Kime TS of Sapeppa is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sapeppa. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sapeppa.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sapeppa. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kime TS Trucking of Sapeppa, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Don't forget, stick around post-game tonight. We'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Curtin Studio, Crendon, Brandon here in Hiawatha. We go to the home second, and Hiawatha trailing Corning. It is 4-2.
Man, what a great defensive top of the inning there from the Hiawatha defense. I mean, one, their credit to Jensen on that first pop-up that he got from the infield, and then Stephen Morgan on his kind of his circus juggle there for his pop-up he was able to get. And then Oldham, man, talk about Oldham. What a great play out from center field, being able to run that one down, the hit that went out into center left. I mean, that one probably trailed at least 330, 40 feet out to center left, but, man, Oldham, feet on fire.
he was able to go and get it.
Well, I think the crucial thing for Hiawatha was just simply keeping Corning off the board after the fourth spot put up in the first inning. So, a 4-2 lead for Corning. Ben Haverkamp back to work, and the first pitch to Gannon Becker is put down. A beautifully placed bunt to the left side. A long throw in time for Lehman. What a play. It was good offense, but better defense. Boy, that was a great bunt by Becker. Just dribbled down the third base line, but Lehman gathering and firing a dart for out number one.
Yeah, that was kind of a short choke bunt. It was real inside to the inside thigh of Becker, and it was just put down so shortly. Great play by Lehman.
So one out, nobody on. Here is J.J. Lancaster wearing jersey number 7, batting from the right side. Takes first pitch inside for ball one. Final at bats in this order, and there's a called strike, and it's 1-1. So going back to last inning and what we just saw there by Lehman, we've seen a couple of really good defensive plays by both sides. 1-1, and a check swing, but it's a called strike anyways. Now 1-2 on J.J. Lancaster. Talked about the success. Both these teams last summer going to state out in Concordia. These two teams played in the state tournaments. There's a swing and a miss by Lancaster. Down he goes, and quickly two up and two down. Nice bounce back here for Haverkamp. But let's not forget, he got the first two outs in the first inning. But then Hiawatha was able to put something together with two RBI knocks in a row by Jacobson and Diller. So we're back to the top of the order with Michael Oldham. We mentioned his great defensive play to end that last half inning. He popped out to second in his first at-bat last inning. Now he hits this very softly out towards center field and a near dazzling catch by Kelzer. But it popped out of his glove and dropped to the grass. So a two-out single. And Hiawatha trying to keep the line moving here.
Great inning put together here so far by Oldham and for Mike Jensen. Now you look to try to get him around the bases with two outs. And Hiawatha, again, you mentioned they did the same thing in the last inning. You know, it's unfortunate to try to put these guys together with two outs, but get it done somehow.
4-2, the Corning lead. Runner at first, two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Hiawatha trying to keep that line moving, as we mentioned. First pitch here to Jensen, a little bit off the plate to the outside. It's 1-0. Flew out to center in his first at-bat today. Next pitch, called strike, inner edge, and it's 1-1. Got it with the fastball there.
You have to assume also Haverkamp picking up a little confidence. First strikeout in the game, 25th of the season on his last out.
And the 1-1 is fouled away. The runner in Oldham was taking off and glancing back to see that result and has to go back to first base. And now it's one ball, two strikes here on Jensen. Two outs, runner at first. Corning trying to keep this 4-2 lead. Still very early on in this game. Haverkamp sets. Runner takes off the pitch. In there! Called strike three on the inside part of the plate. So Haverkamp, a couple of strikeouts here in the inning to go along with a couple of walks, but he surely loves the K-sign better than the BB. But both teams go scoreless in the second after runs produced in the first. Two innings in, a 4-2 Corning lead. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, it's presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. They are online, highlandcc.edu. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week.
Great specials. Kirk Kilman, Clinton Prophet, Brandon Tatman with you. We go to the third. And Corning post 216, a 4-2 lead here at Hiawatha.
Well, both teams had a good offensive first inning, great defensive second inning. We'll see what the third inning brings.
And the first pitch to Henry Heidemann. Again, and Becker is hitting to foul territory down the first base side, and it just drops in side that fence line. And strike number one here to Henry Heidemann. Got things going with a 2 RBI knock in the first. He'll start behind here in his second at bat here in the top of the third at 0-1.
Yeah, Heidemann was the last one to come through of those four runs that winded up scoring for Corning that first inning. Just a really great inning put together going through all 10 of their batters.
Yeah, Heidemann scored off the Colby Bauhey infield single. Next pitch by Gannon Becker. Runs a little bit high, 1-1. Cameron Kramer, Aiden Talley also due up. Middle parts of this Corning post 216 order. Both teams entered tonight's game, a record of 3-7. All playing the same opponent, Seneca, Marysville, Doniphan County. Of course, we saw Doniphan County in Atchison last week. And this is a rocket shot right back up the hole and out into center field. A two-hopper into the glove of Oldham, and that's a leadoff hit for Henry Heidemann. He is 2-for-2.
Yeah, just a great line drive down the straightaway for Heidemann. Straight down the middle. Couldn't ask for anything better from him.
That is the fifth hit here for Corning in this game. And Heidemann at first base, nobody out for the DH, and Cameron Kramer. He walked in his first at-bat today. And in that first inning, left stranded at third. Of course, Corning left the bases loaded in the first, still putting up four runs, though. Three infield hits. Pretty good lead for Heidemann, but does not go. And there's a called strike to Kramer. And it's now 1-1. Last time out for Corning, they were swept by Doniphan County. They have lost three straight entering this one tonight. Their last win was against Seneca in the last doubleheader they played. That was in game one last week. Here's a throw to first, and back in safely is Heidemann. 2-1. Here the count on Kramer. Corning trying to add to a 4-2 lead here in the top of the third.
Becker still needing to really clean up those pickoff attempts. That one missed and still the glove of Jacobson. It hit the right there in the back of Heidemann.
Here's a nice swing, but fouling it straight back. Does Kramer there to the net, and it's 2-2. You mentioned you got to be careful with the throws to first and second, like we saw in the first inning, a couple of throwing errors. As Becker was trying to pick off a couple of runners, didn't go in his favor at that point. Another one is a little bit high and away. Now the count full here on Kramer at 3-2 with Talley two up next. Big pitch here by Becker, and it's outside, 4. Now the first two batters have reached here in the top of the third, a single by Heidemann and a walk to Kramer. And here is Aiden Talley, who had an RBI single in the first. Five walks now issued by Becker here tonight. First pitch up and in, 1. So again, Talley, the first baseman, one of the three hits in the first. Has another RBI chance here with runners at first and second. And nobody out. Now the count 2-0. That one missing a little bit upstairs. Fairly straight up with his stance. Now he bends the knees. Becker fires. Slow roller. Left side. Jensen fielding. Flips it. Tried to second base. And it gets away. And a run is in. Well, he tried to go fancy with it. Instead of exchanging to the hand, he went with the flip to the glove. And he wasn't that far off from Lancaster at second base. And the flip just off target. Now 5-2, Corning leading.
Yeah, more importantly here for Corning, no outs and a chance to build a big lead here against Hiawatha.
So first and second, still nobody out. Another run is in. It's 5-2. First pitch swinging to Chulions. This is Hayden, and he fouls it away to make it 0-1. So the third error in as many innings here for this Hiawatha defense. It would have been a close play at second with Kramer. Next pitch high. Now it's 1-1. So a single, a walk, and they tried to get that lead run at second base. Jensen nearly made a great play, but no go this time. There's a called strike, and it's now 2-1 on the third baseman for Corning and Hayden Shulianz.
Well, last time Shulianz was up, he was struck out. It was just a three-pitch strikeout. Becker trying to look to get in four.
Well, that one just missed high. Now 2-2. Good eye there by Shulianz. That one borderline, they would call it. This time went into the favor of the batter. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, or two on and nobody out, beg your pardon. Next pitch a little bit high, now 3-2. So Shulianz working a good at bat here. Tally at first, Kramer the runner at second base, a 5-2 Corning lead, batting with nobody out. And now this one is lifted out toward shallow center, and it drops in for a hit. It one bounces up belt high to Oldham. He gets it in quickly, and the bases are loaded with nobody out.
Third time today that Corning has loaded the bases. This has just been some unfortunate situations that Becker's had to battle through, and this will be the toughest one yet. No outs with bases on.
Here is Colby Valhey, who produced an RBI single in the first, and now he has the bases loaded with nobody out in his second at bat of tonight's game. First pitch, hit to the right side, high in the air, along the infield. And Lancaster drops it at second base, but I think they called the infield fly. Well, that could have been disastrous, but the infield fly rule comes into effect for out number one, despite popping out of the glove there at second by Lancaster.
Yeah, and if you're Hiawatha, you definitely appreciate that rule helping you in that favor, because that was not an accidental drop there to try to get a double play or something of that nature. No, that was just a big error that could have resulted in a lot of runs.
So the bases are loaded with one out. After the infield fly, Tegan Valhey now the opportunity, trying to add to a three-run lead. First pitch taken on the outer edge for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So he popped out to the catcher to end that lengthy first inning, which Corning put up four. They have added one here in the third. Their lead is 5-2 and looking for more. Next pitch missing, one ball, one strike here on Valhey. Kramer at third, Tally at second, Shulianz at first base, and here's a slow roller but foul, third base side. And one ball, two strikes. Becker would love to cook up a strikeout here. Then you get to the top of the order with Weston Shulianz in the on-deck circle. Here's a 1-2. In there, called strike three. Big strikeout against Valhey, second strikeout tonight for Becker, and now it's up to Weston Shulianz.
Yeah, back-to-back outs here, recorded from Hiawatha, looking for the last one, and you got a great chance here for Becker. You face Weston Shulianz, who so far is already 0-2 at the at-bat.
A strikeout and a line-out, batting for a third time in as many innings, and he takes one outside here for ball number one. Bases are loaded with two outs, a 5-2 Corning lead. They try to add here in the top of the third at Hiawatha tonight. Here's the next pitch, a foul ball, just dribbled behind home plate left side, and it's one ball, one strike. The sun is back out. We have seen it shift in and out behind the clouds, and right now the sun is fully shining here in Hiawatha as the next pitch is upstairs. Now 2-1, you're on Weston Shulianz.
It's a big chance for him to get his first RBI of the season.
Yep, no doubt. Base is loaded here with two down, and he takes a strike there, and it's 2-2. Just caught the inner part of the plate. Boy, how big would this be for Becker after a rough start to this inning to come back with three consecutive outs, and that one just missed on the inside part of the plate. And the count is full at 3-2. A walk would score a run. Huge play here. Becker sets and fires, and it's grounded, just foul. Third base side. Everyone needs to go back. A 5-2 Corning lead as they bat with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of the third. Corning trying to end a brief three-game losing streak. This is hit very well down the left field line, but it's going to be yanked foul. Boy, just out in front. Good wood on ball there. We'll have another 3-2 offering coming here to Shulianz. And he was on that high fastball, but just a little too early on the swing. Bases loaded, two outs, full count. Here on Shulianz. Becker sets and fires. And reaching out, Fordston, it's out into right field for a base hit. Past the first baseman and Jacobson.
two runs are going to score, and a huge two-out hit by Weston Shulians, and runs two and three score in the inning, and the lead is now 7-2.
And that's why I used to give Weston the nickname the Smith and Weston, because sometimes he has the firepower right there. He did down the right line to draw in that two RBI single.
Now, it was probably one of the more harder hit balls we have seen. Jacobson might have had an opportunity there. At first, he cannot do so. And here is LJ Kelzer, who fouls away the first pitch here. My Becker over the fence down the right field line, and it's 0-1. Two-out hitting for Corning tonight has been crucial and clutch. Now they lead it by five here in the third and still looking for more. Now a throw down to third as runners are now on the corners. And Hayden Shulians is back. So you got Hayden Shulians, the runner at third, and Weston, the runner at first. Then that throw to third allowed Weston to get up to second base, and now two in scoring position. Next pitch to Kelzer is outside, one ball, one strike. Well, they scored four in the first, and now three here in the third inning. Lead is five, it's 7-2. Two balls, one strike, the count on Kelzer. Here's the pitch, and he hits it towards the gap in right field, but running in that gap and dropping it is the right fielder in Wishrup. I'm going to say 90% positive that the sun played a role in that one.
Yeah, that was a big-time chance to end this top of the third for Hiawatha, but there you go, two more runs to come in and continue to lead onto the board for Corning.
Well, again, I think the sun plays quite the factor there, whether that is scored an error or a hit. Nonetheless, it is now 9-2 Corning. Haverkamp with a heavy swing, fouling away the first pitch here to make it 0-1. You got a runner at first base, still two outs. And we've seen it. So once that sun peeks through, that whole right side of the infield and outfield shading every time a pitch is thrown. Next pitch high to Haverkamp, and it's one ball, one strike.
That was also a great job by Shulians getting himself to second base to put himself in a position to score from there.
Not much of a lead for Kelzer. Next pitch over, but a little bit up, and it's two balls, one strike here on Haverkamp, who is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Well, five runs have scored in the inning. The lead is 9-2 here, and now this one is right back up the middle on a good line drive and a base hit. So Haverkamp is first hit. He has reached base in two of his three at-bats. Kelzer up to second base, and the inning continues as Hunter Lehman is set to check up.
And another inning where Corning has gotten through all 10 of their batters. Just really impressive here from the Corning offense and what they've been able to put on.
Well, we have a light breeze, not much, if any, in terms of wind here today. It is night and day difference, the weather, if you go back like 6 or 7 hours ago. First pitch to Lehman, high and away for ball number one. So he walked and scored in the first, then lined out to center on a fantastic running catch by Oldham to end the second. Now he's got runners at first and second with two out here in the third, and he hits this one sharply to the left side, but Jensen Fields deep in the hole, high throw, and it is brought down in time by Jacobson. Good play defensively to end the frame, but Corning does a little bit of damage with five runs, sending 10 to the plate. We go to the bottom of the third here in Hiawatha. It's now a big-time lead here for Corning. It is 9-2 here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Jean Roki, and I am a chiropractic assistant at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness. I am passionate about the work I get to do because I get to connect with people and I have the opportunity to educate them on how to live a healthier and more fulfilling life. Because of this passion for health, I am also studying to become a health and wellness coach. I look forward to meeting you and working with you. We are here in Sabetha, so call Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, Corning Post 216 adding to their lead in the third. They score five runs and have a 9-2 lead here at Hiawatha. Brendan Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Kirk Kilman. Our broadcast brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And stick around, our post-game, we'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So Hiawatha certainly work to do. They are down 9-2 as they will have this middle part of the order, 3, 4, and 5, coming up here against Ben Haverkamp.
Yeah, I mean, some big hitters coming up. You got Lancaster, Jacobson, and Diller, ones that all were able to get on base. Jacobson and Lancaster were able to produce the only two runs that Hiawatha has so far in this game back in the first inning. But, well, you know, we'll see how it is here. I mean, Corning had a big first inning. Hiawatha responded with some runs. Both teams went scoreless in the second. Corning started to get some runs in third with five. We'll see how Hiawatha finds a way to respond here on their offensive side.
So a 9-2 advantage here for Corning. Hiawatha will start things off with number three in their order. That is Lucas Lancaster. Cooper Jacobson, Taken Diller will follow. And these two teams have already played 10 days ago. They played at Corning. It was a split. Hiawatha won the first game 13-9. And Corning came back with a 4-0 shutout in game number two. But it's been all Corning here early on through 2.5. And the first pitch here to Lucas Lancaster is a called strike in the bottom of the third is underway.
But a big difference there. Corning defense has had no errors up to this point. Hiawatha four.
And it's certainly a crucial stat here tonight. Next pitch in the dirt. 1-1 here on Lancaster. Walked and scored, or I should say his courtesy runner came around to score, Leighton Moore. But a walk in his first at bat. Lancaster takes a fastball outside, 2-1. A 9-2 Corning lead. 4 in the first, 5 in the third. And that next pitch, fastball missing inside. 3-1. Lancaster with the advantage. So Haverkamp's got to feel good with a nice lead right now. And that one right there in the dirt, 4. Not the ideal way to start. And the leadoff walk to Lancaster, and that brings up Jacobson. What an RBI double in his first at bat. And here comes Moore once again, the courtesy runner for Lancaster at first.
Yeah, first time for Hiawatha getting a runner on with no outs on the board their last two times. They've had their first runner go on with two outs already. So, you know, if you want to try to build things or, you know, build some runs here, try to do it with no outs on the board.
So out of the stretch, Haverkamp sets, fires, missing with a fastball upstairs to Jacobson. It's 1-0. Jacobson's double in the first produced an RBI. It was on a 3-1 delivery. The 1-0 is lifted high in the air, left side, but foul. And beyond the patrons down the line, and it's 1-1. Runner at first is Moore, courtesy for Lucas Lancaster, who led off the inning with a walk. And two runs for Hiawatha on two hits in the first. They got a base runner on in the second, but did not score. Now this is laced to the right side. Knocked down by Kelzer at second. He can't make the play. Probably the hardest hit ball we have seen. And everybody is safe on a one-hop line drive. And it almost looked like Crendon, he felt like he had a beat on it and then just kind of lost it around his feet.
Yeah, I mean, that was a hard hit that kind of trickled around the toes there, so... Yeah, that, I mean, that's a hard play to make there for Kelzer.
Calling that a single or an error?
I'd reckon that would probably be a single, maybe.
It was incredibly hard hit. But a foul ball here by Diller. He starts behind at 0-1, but Hiawatha 2-on and nobody out. Trailing 9-2 in the bottom of the third. A lot of work to do, but a good start here in this home third with 2-on, nobody out. Now this is hit very well and very deep. Down the left field line, and a near-diving catch by Colby Bauhey, but it pops out the glove all the way in front of the 315 sign down the line. It is a 2-RBI double, and it's a 9-4 game.
What a drive there by Diller out into left. Colby, I mentioned how fast he is, but let me tell you, you put that in a spot that was just absolutely perfect, and you know, no left fielder is going to be able to get out there that quick unless that they're just playing to the shift to that side. So, man, what a great reel out to the left.
Well, Bauhey nearly had an incredible catch, but it produces two runs. A 9-4 now lead for Corning. Still nobody out. Diller has three of the four runs, or three of the four RBIs, I should say, by Hiawatha here early on. Here's Seben Morgan, the 1-0, bends in there for a called strike. Or quickly, it's 0-2, beg your pardon. So a two RBI knock by Diller. He's at second base, but an 0-2 count real quickly, or I should say 1-1.
No, there's only one RBI.
The runner's at third. Beg your pardon. I missed that. That is my fault. I thought both runs came around to score. So Jacobson is still at third. Lancaster scored, so it's a 9-3 game. Beg your pardon. That is on me. The runner's at second and third. So one RBI there for Diller. That pitch just missed upstairs. But again, chipping away. 1-2 count here on Seben Morgan. The 9-3 Corning lead. This is a mile high, lifted in the air, foul territory left side, and a diving catch by the third baseman and Hayden Chulion. How about that defensive gem for out number one?
Man, that was just such a great play there by Chulion. I mean, he was, you know, keeping a good eye on the ball, and, you know, that was just straight up in the air, and it was kind of a late reaction by him, too. It was just a one-second dive to his left side and stretched it out to make that out. It's a great play.
So the first out in the inning, runners at second and third, a 9-3 Corning lead, and the first pitch here to Cooper Wishrup runs a little bit inside for ball one. Grounded out to third in his first at-bat, which ended the first inning. Love a base knock here to get two. There's an off-speed pitch that bends back into the zone, and it's one ball, one strike. So you have Jacobson at third, Diller the runner at second, Diller with an RBI double. Now this is just lined right back up the middle. Boy, how about the Matrix-style maneuver by Haverkamp to just get out of the way of that. And both runs score to make it 9-5.
Man, that was just an incredible, I mean, listen, that was a great hit by Wishrup, the two RBI single knock, but man, there was so much, I don't want to say hospital hit, but, you know, that was a great way to get out of the way there if you're Haverkamp. You would have not wanted to get hit in the head with that ball.
First pitch here to Gannon Becker, runs inside for ball number one. But yeah, that was the hardest hit ball we have seen yet tonight, and it was, who knows how close to Haverkamp. But getting out of the way, that is by far and away more important than a couple of runs coming across. Runner at first base, and one out here in the inning. Hiawatha chipping away. They're down 9-5. And there's a called strike here to Becker, and it's 1-1. Tried to get on with a bunt in his first at-bat. He played it beautifully, third base side, but Lehman, just a better defensive play to record the out. There's a foul ball right at home plate, and it's 1-2. So Wishrup at first, one out here in the inning, three have scored to make it 9-5. So runs aplenty here. Not even through three innings yet. Well, both these starting pitchers had north of five ERAs coming in. Now this is hit well out towards, or I should say high in the air, and wasn't hit incredibly deep, but it's caught by the third baseman for out number two. That's Hayden Chulion, who's recorded both outs here in the inning. It just went so high in the air, you just lost it. Kind of the shield above us. Looked like it was going towards the outfield and misplayed that one. But two outs in the inning regardless. Now it's up to J.J. Lancaster here. Yeah, the first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. Got a runner at first base and two outs. Next pitch inside, it's 1-1. A 9-5 Corning lead. Hiawatha batting here in the bottom of the third. Haverkamp sets and fires and missed inside. Boy, that was really close. But the call in favor of Lancaster there. It's 2-1. Haverkamp sets. Not much of a lead at first. By Wishrup, and that one is in there. Delivered a called strike, and quickly 2-2. So big hits in the inning by Diller and Wishrup. Has chipped into this deficit. Now this is a line shot out towards center field, but playing it perfectly was Weston Chulions. He took two steps to his right and a shoulder-high catch to retire the side. But again, three runs across, three hits, including a double by Diller and a two RBI knock by Wishrup. We have played three here in Hiawatha, Corning 9 and Hiawatha 5. It's American Legion Baseball on KMZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First pitching change here in Hiawatha as we go to the fourth inning. KNZA, American Legion Baseball, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Stick around for the postgame show. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. 9-5, the Corning lead. As Corning is coming up here in the top of the fourth inning, they'll see another pitcher here. The second one being utilized by Hiawatha, J.J. Lancaster. So the day is done for Gannon Becker, pitching three innings. Not all of the runs given up were earned. Errors certainly didn't help throughout his three-inning stretch. But Hiawatha's been able to chip away. It's 9-5 Corning, and here we go. Top of the fourth inning and the first batter being faced. Lancaster pitching to Henry Heidemann, and it's a called strike, and it's 0-1. Boy, Heidemann's been real good. Two hits, two RBIs, couple of runs scored. And he hits this one well, but on a nice high hop at second base. A little bit of a bobble on the throw, but two first in time to Jacobson for the out. First time tonight in three at-bats that Heidemann is retired. That'll bring up Cameron Kramer, the DH. He has reached twice, both times via the walk. He has scored a run. 9-5 Corning, one out, bases empty, top four. And Lancaster good starts, and his second batter face. First pitch to him a little bit low for ball one.
And for Lancaster, try to get a little help from your defense here. You don't need the strikeout pitch. Just try to pitch the weak contact.
And he gives up a meatball here that's laced out into center field for a one-out single. Good piece of hitting by Cameron Kramer. He has reached base in all three of his at-bats. That's his first hit. One-out single brings up Aiden Talley. Well, J.J. Lancaster has pitched four innings this young season so far, appearing in his third game on the mound. And now has a one-out base runner here, trying to keep his team within four. First pitch to Aiden Talley runs a little bit high for ball one. Turned into a very, very nice evening. There's a lot of rain scattered throughout the afternoon hours. Now hit to the right side and under the glove of Jacobson out to right field. Took an awkward hop, and first to third goes Kramer. Now they're at the corners with one out. A sharply hit ball by Aiden Talley right inside the bag at first. And again, a scenario where the sun could have played a factor in Jacobson trying to field that ball.
Yeah, perfect hit by Tally. Tally, who came in today with a 154 batting average and only two hits. Well, he's doubled his hits for the season. He's now at four hits. Just a great day for him so far.
That'll shoot up the average just a touch. McCorning trying to respond in a time called here by Hayden Chulians, who is one for two with a single and a run scored. Also, the non-hit was a strikeout in the first. They're at the corners with one out. Corning trying to add to a four-run lead. It's 9-5. There's a fastball, knee high, called strike, and it's 0-1 on Hayden Chulians. Runner at third is Kramer. Runner at first is Tally. Couple of sharply hit balls here in this inning. Lancaster sets, belt level. He's a right-handed thrower. And to the right-handed hitter in Chulians, and now a throw down to third, and not sure what happened there. Is that going to be interference on the batter? Well, let's see what the call is here.
Well, I heard from the crowd say interference. Curious to see what the umpires have to say for a decision here, because that throw was way off the line.
I almost thought he might have thrown it off the bat of Chulians. Trying to get the runner down at third, trying to catch Kramer off guard, was Lucas Lancaster, the catcher. And just kind of where Chulians was standing in the box, kind of changed the direction of the throw by Lancaster. Crendon mentioned the fans were calling for interference there. Right now the runner is still Kramer, kind of in between home and third, not sure that run's going to count or not. Home plate umpire having a nice lengthy conversation with Lancaster, the catcher. Now the infield umpire's coming in. Now both coaches are getting involved.
This is going to be a...
Not sure if a decision has really been made yet.
I'm not sure either.
Well, right now...
Kramer just kind of...
Kramer just was told by his coach to come in and score. He does trot in and touch home, and he's going back to the dugout. So if that holds, it's going to be a 10-5 Corning lead.
Right now the umpires are just talking with Hiawatha's coach.
And it looks like that run's going to count. So no interference. And now a 10-5 lead as Kramer scores from third on the throwing error.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't have a better look on that to see quite where Hayden Chulians was standing in the box. But regardless, run comes through, and now Corning adds another one to the board.
It is 10-5, the Corning lead. Runner at second base, one out in the inning. 0-2 the count here on Hayden Chulians. Lancaster sets and fires to Lancaster, and it's in there for a called strike three. Bit one in there, caught the outer edge, and a big strikeout for J.J. So that's the second out of the inning, and the first strikeout for J.J. Lancaster. And it's up to Colby Bauhey to try to get that run in from second base. Bauhey, an RBI single in the first, and he popped up. The infield fly rule. Don't see it a ton. He did so with the bases loaded. What turned out to be a 5-run third inning for Corning. Speaking of five, that is their current lead. JJ's first pitch to Lucas in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Runner at second base is Aiden Talley. We have seen a little bit of everything in this game. Good chunk of about all that can happen in a baseball game. Off speed, missing upstairs with that delivery. And it's 1-1 one strike here on Colby Bauhey. Where's jersey number 4? Bats from the right side. J.J. Lancaster, a right-handed thrower. Trying to get out of this inning with no more harm done. Bill sets and fire. Missed a little bit inside with the fastball. It's 2-1.
Yeah, keep that just a one run scored if you're Hiawatha, and then, you know, rekindle that fire that you've had in two out of three innings that you've had today. The two runs from the first and the three runs from the third. If you're Hiawatha, you want to try to find some consistency in the middle part of this game.
two balls, one strike. Long look at second. Now J.J. delivers, and it's a ground ball to the right side. Fielded at second. Two of the three outs going to be recorded at second base, and that retires the side. So a throwing error allows a run to come in to score, and Corning gets one back. They have doubled it up now. It's 10-5 Corning. We go to the home fourth. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank N.A., member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halfway in, halfway home here in Hiawatha. It's American Legion Baseball on KNCA. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. A 10-5 Corning post 216 lead here at Hiawatha post 6-6. Both teams looking for win number four on the young season. A little bit of everything as Haverkamp back to work on the mound. And he will get the top of this Hiawatha order. And the first pitch to Michael Oldham is taken for a called strike. And the bottom of the fourth is underway.
Yeah, great top of the inning defensively from Hiawatha, limiting just to one run. Only down by five, chance to build some runs here in this inning.
Here's a slow roller, third base side, fielded by Hayden Chulion. A little bit of a bobble, and that's going to cost him as the runner is safe and Oldham. E5 on the card. Was an incredibly hard hit. It was fielded well. The exchange from glove to hand, not where you want it to be. And that little bit of time wasted, Oldham, too much speed, beats it out. And a leadoff base runner here for Hiawatha. And that brings up Michael Jensen.
Two first innings for Corning were pretty clean, but now back-to-back errors in the innings.
There's a hearty swing and a miss there on an off-speed pitch, and it's 0-1. Jensen's 0 for 2, a fly out to center, and then a strikeout. Now Corning with the five-run lead here in the bottom of the fourth. It's 10-5. Now that pitch is in the dirt, kicks away, and a wild pitch gets Oldham up into scoring position with nobody out. We've not seen much in terms of the wild pitch here tonight, but that one costing an advancement of a runner there. But now Jensen, a single, could once again chip away for Hiawatha. Not much of a lead at second. Here's the 1-1, and it runs inside and drills Jensen in the back. First hit batter in tonight's game. And now two on and nobody out for Lucas Lancaster. Well, Crendon, we're in the bottom of the fourth. Base runners aplenty for both these teams tonight.
Yeah, and more importantly so, Hiawatha. I mentioned in their first two innings, they didn't get their first runner on until they already had two outs. Their last two innings now, they've had runners on before getting an out, and that's the more important thing there. You allow a little bit of margin room for error there with no outs on the board. So, again, big chance here for Hiawatha to start really collecting here in this inning to get that closer game here.
Big body right-hander Lancaster. Big opportunity here. Pitch by Haverkamp. Off speed, missing outside. It's 1-0. Lancaster's had a good night so far. He has reached twice, both via the walk. He has scored both times he has been on. 1-0 in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Oldham, the runner at second, reached on an error, and Jensen at first base after taking one in between the shoulder blades. 10-5 the Corning lead, but Hiawatha a chance here. Next one inside, 2-1. Cooper Jacobson in the on-deck circle. How much of a leash will Haverkamp have? He started the game, but it's been certainly a little up and down. Next pitch in the dirt, and now it is 3-1. Lancaster again has reached twice. As we've mentioned, he has been very good offensively here this summer so far as he fouls one away to make it 3-2.
Yeah, that's 500 on the season, but has yet to have a chance here to get contact today.
Tied for the team lead with 12 hits, and he takes one in the dirt, ball four. Three at bats, three walks for Lucas Lancaster, and the bases are loaded with nobody out, and the definition of a cleanup man, and Cooper Jacobson steps in.
Yeah, and a dangerous one at that already today. He's at a double, so he's at 11 hits on the season. He had 7 RBIs coming in today, a .345 batting average. He's reached twice and scored both times as well. And there you go. You have the mound meeting here for Corning.
Well, for a third time, we mentioned Lancaster taking that walk there. And for a third time, Leighton Moore will be the courtesy runner for him at first. A 10-5 Corning lead as Hiawatha bats here in the bottom of the fourth, but they have loaded him up here to start with nobody out. And all done in non-hit fashion. An error, a hit batter, and then a walk. And it looks like we will have a new pitcher for Corning, so we'll step aside. A pitching change. Haverkamp is out. We'll let you know who Corning puts on the mound. In a tough spot here in the bottom of the fourth inning, we're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, Corning going to the bullpen here. It's going to be Weston Shulians who comes out here in the bottom of the fourth in a tough spot. Ben Haverkamp, his night is done. He'll go out and play center field. So those two swap positions here. It is a 10-5 Corning lead, but Hiawatha right now, the base is loaded. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, and this is a tough situation. Earl Jimmy Jam here. If you're Weston Shulians, having to come in and try to get out. But Hiawatha, you mentioned that there is no outs on the board. Bases are loaded. Cooper Jacobson, the cleanup man, he has had such a great season so far. So he does.
First pitch here by Shulians, a little bit low for ball one. Jacobson has reached twice, once via a double, the other time an error. He's got him loaded up with nobody out. There's a fastball that clips the outside part of the plate, now 1-1. So a big spot for Shulians. His team is leading by 5, but Hiawatha threatening to inch a little closer. Here's a little opposite shot, shortstop side. Henry Heidemann fields, long throw to first, not in time, kicks away from Talley. Multiple runs are going to score. It's going to be an RBI and an error, and it's a 10-7 game.
Yeah, and just like that, Hiawatha able to come back quickly into this game. And we saw that last week with Donovan County. They had such a big lead on Atchison, but again, walks and errors, it allows the team to get back in. Dauphin County still is able to squeak it out in the last inning, so we'll see if that's the same thing with Corning here.
Now it's a 3-run Corning lead, and still nobody out. Here's Tegan Diller. Takes fastball upstairs, ball one. Leighton Moore, courtesy runner at third base, and Jacobson the runner at first. Runs being charged there to Haverkamp. Now a check swing, but held up. And Diller in front, 2 balls, no strikes. Now runs aplenty, 10-7. Now a quick throw to first. Didn't see no call by the umpire, so I'm guessing he's safe. Looks a little bit closer than maybe it should have been. But Julian Stetson fires one up and in, missing, and it's now 3-0. Chance to load the bases again, pure Hiawatha. Well, two runs have come across to score. Hiawatha within three. Bunt shown, it's pulled back, and it's taken for a called strike. Now 3-1. Diller has doubled and singled tonight. Has him at the corners with nobody out, counting his favor. Here's the pitch. Hits it a mile high out towards left field. Colby Balhay, it's actually going to be the center fielder, and it's dropped by Haverkamp in center, and a throw to second's going to get an out. A run scores on the tag by Moore. They'll get Jacobson at second base because he had to wait to see and make sure that the ball wasn't going to be caught. So I think Hiawatha, you'll take it out for a run there, and it's now a two-run game. It's 10-8.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate situation. That was a, kind of a more close to the infield pop-up out there for the center fielder Haverkamp. So if he does make that collection, I'm going to probably assume that Moore wouldn't necessarily have the speed to make that tag on third and get back to home. That could have easily been a big play for Corning.
Now Stephen Morgan chops it one and lifts it down the right field line, running towards the line, and it's foul. Near diving catch for Tegan Balhay, but everyone's got to go back, and Stephen Morgan down in the count at 0-2. So Diller at first base, one out in the inning. Three have scored to get Hiawatha within two. It's 10-8. It was not long ago, Crendon, that Corning was sitting on a 9-2 lead. That has gone away quickly. This game has certainly flipped. Just a touch. Momentum on the side of Hiawatha, but still trailing in the home fourth. 0-2, little foul ball hit down the left field side and stays 0-2. Both teams have gone to the bullpen here before the fourth inning has concluded. Right now, Shulians is responsible for that runner at first, and there's a slow roller, but foul. So consecutive foul offs there at 0-2. Now a third consecutive 0-2 pitch coming here to Dalton Stephen Morgan, who is 0-1 with a walk. He is open on his stance, batting from the right side. Weston fires, and it's hit well out towards left field, but Colby Balhay backing up. Now a couple steps forward, eyes it up, makes the catch for out number two.
And I know those are, you know, fundamental, you know, catches and easy plays for outfielders. But again, this game, and we saw it last week too, any easy pop outs to the outfield hasn't been so easy. So, you know, you'll take those and you'll have to try to make some more production off of that.
Here's Cooper Wishrup, runner at first and two outs. Corning's lead has been cut to two. It's 10-8 here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch here to Wishrup runs a little bit outside for ball one. He had a big two RBI single in his last at bat. He has also grounded out to third. And now a throw to first gets away. Diller's going to take off for second base, and he's in there standing. Well, the pitcher trying to pick off a runner tonight on both sides has not gone in the way of the pitcher. Multiple errors have been docked up to the pitchers trying to pick off runners, and now a runner into scoring position. A base hit could get this to a one-run game. Wishrup takes one inside, quickly 2-0. Gannon Becker on deck. Hiawatha, they have not led at any point in this game. There's a called strike, and it's 2-1. Good pitch there by Weston Shulians. Weston sets, looks back at second. Diller not being held, and a ground ball, third base side, fielded nicely by Hayden Shulians. His throw is low, but it's dug out by Talley to retire the side. So Hiawatha will leave one in scoring position, but the first three that come up come to round a score. So we have played four. It's a two-run game. It's Corning 10, Hiawatha 8. Fifth inning coming up after this on KNZA.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business.
Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, it is presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And stick around for the post game. We'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Brandon, Crendon, Kurt. We go to the fifth here in Hiawatha. It's been entertaining for sure. It's a 10-8 Corning lead as they come up to bat here against J.J. Lancaster. Pitching now for a second inning here tonight. And the first pitch to is going to be Tegan Bauhey, taking a little bit low for ball one. So 10-1-2 in the Corning order here in the fifth. And the 1-0 is hit toward shallow center field. Going to be a tough play, and it drops in for a hit. One hops into the glove of Micah Oldham. And a leadoff hit here for Tegan Bauhey, his first hit here tonight.
So I'll start for Corning to start this fifth inning. Tegan Bauhey, who was 0-2 before that third at-bat, batting 154 on the season, bottom of the order. And, you know, that's all you can really ask for a guy like him if you're Corning to get himself on base to try to respond to what Hiawatha was able to do in the last inning.
Only inning that Corning didn't score a run was the second inning. They've had two big innings, 4 in the first and 3 in the fifth. They added one in the fourth. And a time called here by Weston Shulians, who is 1-for-3, drove in 2 with a single back in that 5-run third. All right, first is Bauhey. That is Tegan. And J.J. Lancaster fires one in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1 here on Weston Shulians. Corning's lead is 10-8. It's coming down the back stretch here, this Legion game tonight. And another time called here by Shulians. He'll step out. And J.J. Lancaster came in, relieved Gannon Becker to start inning number 4. Gave up just the 1 run. Now has to fight a runner on base with nobody out in the fifth. Next pitch, off speed, missing high. And now 1-1 here on Weston Shulians. Now these two teams, it's game number 11 for both. Corning trying to snap a little brief 3-game skid. Last one against Seneca. J.J.'s pitch missing with a high fastball. Now 2-1. So L.J. Kelzer in the on-deck circle. Tegan Bauhey, the runner at first base, after a leadoff bloop single to center. Lancaster's setting on the rubber. A little staggered with the stance. He sets belt level, kicks, and deals. And it's in there for a called strike on the outer edge. Now 2-2. So Corning, 4 in the first, 5 in the third, 1 in the fourth. Hiawatha's 8 runs, 2 in the first, 3 in the third, 3 in the fourth. Corning is led from the beginning. There's a swing and a miss and a strikeout. Second strikeout for J.J. Lancaster in relief. First out here in the fifth.
Yeah, huge strikeout there too. Started on the 0-1, then went to the 2-1. Tied up to the 2-2 count, and then, yeah, great punch-out for the ticket there by Lancaster.
So, runner at first, one out. Here's L.J. Kelzer. Reached on an error in his last at-bat. Open on that right-side stance, and now a throw down to first, and it kicks away from Jacobson at first. Boy, we have seen this all night. And Kelzer, or correction, in Bauhey, he'll shimmy his way down to second base on the wild throw by J.J. Lancaster. Lucas, the catcher, on the throw from J.J., beg your pardon. Lucas certainly very good at that. He tried to get a runner out at third earlier in the game that thought at the time could have been interference by the batter, but did not work out that way. But a runner at second base now. And now a throw to second, this time J.J. It's a good throw, but not in time as Bauhey is back in there safely. Well, dangerous part of the order here, certainly. J.J. Lancaster has to face here, starting with L.J. Kelzer. Kelzer has reached in all three of his at-bats, a walk, a single, and an error. Got a runner in scoring position with one out. Corning's lead is 2 at 10-8 here in the fifth. There's a hearty swing and a miss there on a pitch that was up. And the count now 1-1. We have seen runs scored in all but 2 innings combined between these two teams here tonight so far. Pitch that was up and kind of a half-check swing there. Kelzer held it. Now 2-1.
Yeah, kind of seeing the same pitch there for Kelzer, so he held off on it, and that patience now gets into the 2-1.
Ben Haverkamp in the on-deck circle for Corning. Their lead is 2 here in the fifth, but trying to add with a runner at second base and one out. Lancaster's pitch in the dirt, 3-1. So a single to start things in this inning for Tegan Bauhey. He got to second base on a throwing error. He stands there tall with count on Kelzer at 3-1. So out of the stretch, J.J. Lancaster sets belt level. Staggered stance, looks back at second, now to the catcher, and fires one way up and in, 4. So now 2-1 for Ben Haverkamp. And is the first walk issued by J.J. Lancaster here in relief. You bring a double play into effect. Runners at first and second with one out.
Yeah, you mentioned the double play. If you have to see one here today, that would really help out a lot here for Hiawatha and their cause to try to make this comeback.
Again, Hiawatha, at one point in this game, they were down 9-2, but it's now a 10-8 score. They have battled back and have tightened things up here. First pitch to Ben Haverkamp, a fastball that tails a little bit outside. It's 1-0. Haverkamp has reached twice, a walk and a single. He has scored a run. They've got 2-1, 1 here batting in the top of the fifth. His team trying to add to a 2-run lead. Lancaster's pitch just off the outer part of the plate, and it's 2-0. Lucas tried to frame that one on the outside part of the plate. The umpire not buying. Now a time called. J.J. having a conversation with the infield umpire here. That was very brief, and he's back on the rubber. Kelzer at first, Bauhey the runner at second. Corning trying to extend on this lead, and there's a little kick and turn back towards second. So Bauhey certainly has the attention of J.J. Lancaster. Now settles back in. J.J. kicks and fires. His fastball tails outside. Now 3-0. I would expect Haverkamp to take all the way here. But you know as well as any, I am wrong quite a few times.
Oh, well,
and that one just missed. 4.
Yeah, great recognition there by Haverkamp. And we go back to that, what's been the dangerous waters here, the treacherous waters, if you will, for Corning, and that's, loading the bases. They've done it multiple times today, a handful of times, and it has really damaged here Hiawatha. And again, you mentioned the comeback from 9-2 now to 10-8, still down by 2 runs, but, a comeback, it gets harder when you allow continuous runs to come through and score, and now a mound meeting here for Hiawatha.
Heavy on the walks, heavy on the errors,
mm-hmm.
A lot of infield hits. We have seen some good defensive plays. And if you are Corning, any bases loaded scenario, who do you probably want up there? That is Hunter Lehmann.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Corning, probably not as much run production that they've probably wanted so far this season. You know, still on that slow start, 3-7, trying to break that three-game losing streak. But I'll tell you what, they have hit some out of the park. And I mentioned Lehmann coming into the day. He had 10 hits, four which were home run. That's 40%, starting near 50% hitting home runs. Again, he nearly bats 500 on the season. So yeah, you take those chances every, you know, he has a 25% chance of coming up and hitting a home run as at bat. So, yeah, this would be a big time, bigger than ever, for him to come up and try to hit a grand slam. We, I believe, saw one here last year as well.
First pitch to Hunter Lehmann is inside for ball one. So after that mound meeting, J.J. Lancaster missing inside with the fastball. Base is loaded, one out in the inning. That one right down Broadway. It's 1-1. Good comeback pitch there to Hunter Lehmann, who has reached via the walk, has scored a run. He is also lined out and grounded out. Bases are loaded with one out. Corning trying to add to a two-run lead. That pitch outside. Lucas Lancaster reaching to keep it in front. Now 2-1. So you got Tegan Bauhey, the runner at third, L.J. Kelzer at second, and Ben Haverkamp, the runner at first. Here is a 2-1 to Hunter Lehmann, and it's high and in. Three balls, one strike. Henry Heidemann in the on-deck circle. Corning has let a 7-run lead slip away down to 2, but they are threatening to score here. There is a hard swing and a miss. Boy, Lehmann wanted the home run there. And a good pitch by J.J. So now 3 balls, 2 strikes. Huge moments here in this game. J.J. Lancaster sets and fires a 3-2, and it just missed. Ball 4. So Tegan Bauhey, his adventure around the pass, comes in to score. Kelzer to third, Haverkamp to second, Lehmann. The most, I don't want to say the easiest RBI you can get in baseball. I mean, is that fair? Bases loaded walk? I'm sure, have to do a whole ton there.
I'm sure in his mind he wanted a different kind of RBI for himself, but yeah, definitely appreciates that.
Well, Henry Heidemann steps in, takes one high. And it's 1-0. So now it's 11-8. The lead is 3 for Corning and still batting with them loaded up with one out.
Definitely taking that backstop with your Hiawatha all the way back there. It was playable for Lucas to track that ball and get through. It was a wild pitch way above the head. But thankfully, for Hiawatha, none were able to come through and score.
Yeah, it took a nice hop off the base of the backstop and kind of rolled right back to the mid of Lucas Lancaster, so kept everybody on. 1 ball, no strikes. Bases are loaded with one out here in the top of the fifth. Corning has scored one to extend their lead back to 3 at 11-8. Next pitch. Just missed inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, these two teams, of course, will play a second game after this one. Another one inside, 3 balls, no strikes. Cameron Kramer due up next. So every time, Hiawatha, they have just, they've been down, they've come back, they keep chipping away, but Corning continues to respond. And now they are threatening for a big inning here. There's a time called by Heidemann. He'll step out. Bases are loaded, but the count in his favor at 3-0.
Yeah, Heidemann's had a great day so far, 2 for 3. He grounded out his last time up in the fourth inning. He let it off.
J.J. sets, kicks, and fires. It is high, ball 4.
Yeah, and that's back-to-back walks that have resulted in run score. And here for Hiawatha, you only are giving up kind of the easiest runs you can really let on the board. Walks to come on through.
It is now 12-8 Corning. Here is Cameron Kramer. Haverkamp at third, Lehmann at second, now Heidemann at first. So as you mentioned, back-to-back bases loaded walks have doubled the lead up to 4. It was 10-8 coming in. Now Corning's lead is 12-8. Still one out in the inning. J.J. sets, kicks, fires it in there, and a little bit outside for ball 1.
Well, if I'm right so far, a total of 9 Corning players have reached via the walk so far this game, and that's, again, something you just really don't want to see here to the Hiawatha defense.
Next pitch in the dirt. Lancaster jumps on it quickly, keeps everyone on their respected base paths, and two balls, no strikes here on Kramer. He has walked twice. He has also singled and has scored two runs. So Kramer has reached in all three of his at-bats. And next pitch a little bit low, and now 3-0. Lancaster is not missing by much. It's been a fairly tight strike zone here in this game tonight. That next one a little bit low, ball four. So the third consecutive bases loaded walk has gotten this thing back to a five-run game. It's now 13-8. We might see a pitching change here. We'll see. And there's the ball being tossed by JJ, and let's see who Hiawatha goes to here. So we'll step aside. A third pitcher coming on. Corning adding to their lead. They have the bases loaded with one out here in the fifth. They lead here at Hiawatha 13-8. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Trust your local Shelter Insurance agents. For a free insurance review, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, Michael Jensen, the new pitcher here for Hiawatha, the third pitcher utilized in this game. Corning taking advantage of the walks. Three consecutive bases-loaded walks. Gotten their lead back to five. It's 13-8. Corning is batting still, loaded up, and one out in the fifth. So Michael Jensen comes in a tough spot here against Aiden Talley, who has two hits, including an RBI single in the first. He has also reached and scored on a fielder's choice.
I know it's kind of a out-of-the-horizon, or just in, barely in the horizon scenario right now, but your winning run technically is on deck. It's a 10-after-5 run rule, so Hiawatha would have to score this bottom inning. If five runs are put up more here for Corning.
Yeah, we still got a few.
Yep.
Still got a few.
But again, you want to keep that in your mind. You want to try to not let those runs come through.
Talley is swinging a miss. First pitch by Jensen. Now the second one missing high. One ball, one strike. So again, the bases are loaded. You have Lehman at third, Heideman at second, Kramer at first. Just got to get off the walk train if you're Hiawatha here. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. So three big innings put up here by Corning. They scored four in the first, five in the third, and they have, no pun intended, tallied three here in the fifth. Next pitch outside, two balls, two strikes. So Jensen, just like J.J. Lancaster, when he came on in relief, came on in a fairly tough spot. Next pitch is high and in, and the count runs full at 3-2. Three consecutive bases loaded walks. And now a 3-2 count here on Talley. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. And a huge strikeout issued up by Michael Jensen in relief. And that's the second out of the inning.
Yeah, huge there for Jensen. His first batter he comes up and faces. He gets aggressive early on. He then gets to the full count. But he stays with it. Fastball down Broadway. Swing and a miss.
Now still have to get one more out here. As the first pitch to Hayden Chulions is upstairs for ball one. A 13-8 Corning lead. Trying to add here with them loaded up, but two outs. There's a fastball that clips the outside part of the plate. Now one ball, one strike. Hayden Chulions, he is 1-for-3, couple of strikeouts, and a single and a run scored. Jensen kicks. He is a right-handed thrower. That one runs up and in. A little chin music there. Now 2-1.
close stance from the right side for Hayden Chulion. Jensen's next pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. This would be a big-time end of this inning if Jensen can rack up a couple of strikeouts in relief to get out of the jam. 2-2 is outside, but now 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ray, second consecutive batter he has faced.
Can't say Jensen's not trying to earn it, but looking for back-to-back strikeouts, the first of any pitcher today.
Now he throws over to third, kind of a soft toss there, and Lehman back in safely. And the bases are loaded with 2 outs. 3 bases loaded walks for Corning in this inning has run their lead back up to 5 at 13-8. But a big 3-2 is on the way, and it's low ball 4. That has been the story this inning, and it continues to be the story. Heidemann to third, Kramer to second. Now Chulion's driving in his first run, and it's now 14-8. And for a third time here in 5 innings tonight, Crendon, Corning has sent all 10 to the plate.
Lots of offensive production. Their defense has kind of slipped away over the past couple innings, but, man, their offense has just been fire through the 5 that they have came up so far.
Colby Bauhey fouls away the first pitch here to make it 0-1. He had an RBI single in the first. He popped out on an infield fly in the third, and he has also grounded out to second. The bases are loaded still. 2 outs in the inning. There's a good pitch, but didn't get the call, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike. So both teams went to the bullpen fairly early in this game tonight, and now Hiawatha on their third pitcher tonight. Another one that's close, but still not getting that outer edge. It's now 2 balls, 1 strike. Here on Colby Bauhey. Bases are loaded. 4 have scored in the inning. That one is low. Gets away to the backstop. Taken off is Henry Heidemann, and he gets in there safely. So the first non-bases loaded walk, producing run there. It's a wild pitch. Now the 5th run to score. The lead continues to grow. It is 15-8. Everybody else moving up. Kramer to third. And Hayden Chulion's to second base. And the count is 3-1 on Colby Bauhey. And he lifts this one in the air, left field but playable. I think it's going to be Oldham, the center fielder, who runs into the gap to make the catch. 2 retired the side, but Corning taking advantage. 4 bases loaded walk, and they get another on a wild pitch. They have added to their lead once again. They have blown it back open. It's 15-8 as we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Guys, let's talk health. June is Men's Health Month, and it's your cue to prioritize you. From routine checkups to managing ongoing conditions, preventative care is key to a long, healthy life. And when it comes to your health, you want trusted local care. Our dedicated teams at Sabetha Family Practice and Sabetha Community Hospital are here for you. From screenings and consultations to advanced diagnostics, we've got you covered. Don't wait. This June, take charge of your health. Sabetha Family Practice and Sabetha Community Hospital, your partners in health.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. KTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And stick around for our post game. Lemmer McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, player of the game. Alongside Crennan Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Kirk Hillman in studio. And once again, Hiawatha, brother, they got some work to do. They had just crept their way back to a 10-8 deficit, but how about 5 runs on just 1 hit in that last half inning for Corning, and it's now back to a 7-run lead. As it's 15-8, again, Hiawatha coming up here in the bottom of the 5th. Weston Chulianz back to work with a much deeper lead, and the first pitch, the bottom of the fifth to Gannon Becker, is taken for a called strike.
Yeah, and I'd say the main key at this point is defense. For Corning, you just kind of want to keep Hiawatha out of the board.
And on a pitch that ran inside, kind of a pitching wedge-style golf swing there, fouling it away is Becker, and it's 0-2. Well, Chulianz in relief. Of course, came in to replace Ben Haverkamp in that last inning. Another one up and in, and it's 1-2. Hiawatha, they have trailed the entire game. They have chipped away in multiple innings, but keep finding their way to let Corning just keep it at arm's length. 2-2 here on Becker. J.J. Lancaster to follow. I think he got a piece of that, just barely got a piece. Foul ball there to stay 2-2.
Yeah, and big thing about today has been the walks. I mentioned Corning, 11 total batters have been walked today for Corning. And, again, that's just something you really don't want to have.
Now, both teams have issued their fair share of walks. Both teams have had their fair share of errors. And you put that together, you find a pretty high score on the board. There's a foul ball right back into the netting, so Becker staying alive here at 2-2. J.J. Lancaster and Micah Oldham also due up in the inning. Weston Chulianz delivers, and it's lying down the third base line. That's in fair territory. Let's see if Becker tries to go to second. He takes a long turn and holds there. It's a leadoff single. Good at bat for Gannon Becker. That brings up J.J. Lancaster.
And I'll mention it one more time. Once again, first two innings, Hiawatha started off with two outs before getting their first runner on. In the last three straight innings, they have had their leadoff man get on base first. And again, that's just what you want from your leadoff man, to get on with no outs and to continue that production through the rest of the order.
Now, a brief conversation here with Weston Chulianz and the infield umpire, and now the home plate umpire is walking out towards the mound to give his two cents about something. It looks like Weston kind of mimic his stance. Not sure what the issue there is, but both umpires got involved and they break away, and now we are set to go. So a leadoff single by Gannon Becker. He is at first base. Here's J.J. Lancaster. Hiawatha, they got work to do here in the bottom of the fifth. They're down 15-8.
Big lead from Becker off of first.
That's a lead for sure. First pitch taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1 on Lancaster. He is 0-2 tonight. He has a strikeout and a lineout. Chulianz sets fastball high, and it's 1-1. I think that was the exact pitch that Lehman wanted. I think he wanted a high fastball there, maybe thinking that Becker was going to take off. Does have a monster lead over there, and another one missing upstairs, and it's 2-1. Well, certainly that lead at first by Becker, just surprised Weston hasn't taken a stab over there at first base, and now fastball runs in there, called strike, and it's 2-2. He does glance. He does see a sizable lead, and now this one is hit off the inner part of the bat. Just a little pop up to the right side, caught by Kelzer at second base for that first out of the inning. Becker had to get his way back to first base. Not quite close to a double up there, but now we're at the top of the order with Michael Oldham. So fourth time around, you're in this Hiawatha lineup. They're down 15-8. Runner at first, one out here in the home fifth. Chulianz settles, fires it into Oldham, and it's in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Mike has made a couple good defensive plays out in center. He has reached on an error. He has singled. He has scored a run. And now another toss to first. We have seen this all night, Crendon. It gets away. That allows Becker to get to second. He thought about taken off for third, but he gets back to second in time on another throwing error.
Well, yeah, that's why Chulianz wasn't taking any stabs at first, because that knife at first has been pretty dull today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been pretty rough, and we've seen a big plethora amount of errors
throwing through the first, second, and a couple of back pick errors too.
Yeah, just trying to pick off runners. Not gone the way of the pitchers here tonight. Fastball inside. 1-1 here the count on Michael Oldham with now Becker at second base and one out. Hiawatha, a lot of work to do. Fairly short amount of time here. They're down 8. Batting in the bottom of the 5th. Hard shot, left side. Fielded on a nice hop by Henry Heidemann. Certainly has time and gets the out at first base for out number 2. Becker goes to 3rd, and now it's down to Michael Jensen.
Great recognition there by Heidemann. He did the first look to 3rd base to see if maybe he can roll up the runner that was heading off to 3rd, but you know, quick recognition, was able to set his footing and fire back to 1st. Great play by Tally there for the scoop.
Jensen has been hit by a pitch. He has also flied out to center and has struck out looking. Runner at 3rd base and 2 outs here in the inning. And the first pitch by Weston Chulion is a little bit high for ball 1. Well, that run for Hiawatha last summer took them all the way to the double A state championship game against Iola. Well, they racked up 30 wins, and now a slow roller, diving stab by the 3rd baseman and Hayden Chulions, and he's not going to have a play. Too much speed for Jensen. It's an infield hit, and a run is in. Makes it a 15-9 score in favor of Corning.
Now, I know Becker didn't get himself the second because he stole it. He got there because of an error, but he did a great job pressuring and forcing Chulions to make that throw to first base to get him the second. And there, that hit, great opportunity for Becker to come through and score.
First pitch by Weston Chulions to Lucas Lancaster, a little bit low and outside for ball 1. So Jensen drives in a run to make it a 6-run game. Next one a little bit high. It's now 2-0 here on Lancaster, who has walked in all 3 of his at-bats, and Leighton Moore, the courtesy runner, has scored all 3 times for him. Not much of a lead for Jensen at first. Next pitch, low and inside. And 3-0. Can he go 4 at-bats with 4 walks? Certainly looks to be on pace for that. We'll see.
Not sure if that's the plan not to pitch to him, or that's just kind of been the where the ball's not gone today.
Well, there's a called strike. He took it all the way, and it's 3-1. 2 outs, runner at first. We're in the bottom of the 5th inning. Corning's lead here at Hiawatha is 15-9. If you wanted runs, you got plenty of them. Still a couple innings to go. Here's the pitch. That one is in there. Called strike. Lucas took the little lean to first, thinking it was ball 4. The umpire said no, and it's now full. Weston just trying to get out of this inning. That is Weston Chulion. He'll take a deep breath. Kick, deal, check, swing, in there. Called strike 3. Well, Lancaster's response, I don't think he approved the call, but that is a big strikeout for Weston Chulions, and the side is retired. But Michael Jensen, an RBI infield single, got Hiawatha a run in that frame. We go to the 6th. It's Corning 15 and Hiawatha 9. It's American Legion Baseball on KMZA.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu, and then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Kurt, Brandon, Crendon with you. Michael Jensen back on the hill here for Hiawatha as we go to the top of the 6th inning. Corning's lead is 15-9, brother. A lot of walks. Quite a few errors, seen some good defense, some timely hitting. Outside of a long ball, seen about a little bit of everything here today.
Yeah, and again, you mentioned the walks, 11 walks issued already here to Corning today. Multiple runners came in through the last inning. There were 6 walks in the last inning issued against Corning runners, and 5 were in a row. So, again, you want to clean that up here for Hiawatha.
Now just 2 innings to go. Hiawatha's got to keep Corning at bay as Tegan Bauhey steps in there, fouled away the first pitch, and now the 0-1 is in the dirt to make it 1-1. So Tegan Bauhey, Weston Shuleyans, and L.J. Kelzer. Michael Jensen, the pitcher, 3rd one utilized here for Hiawatha in tonight's game, and now another one that's hit foul. And 1-2, Hiron Bauhey, who has popped out. He has struck out. He has also singled and scored. Well, the amount of runs and the amount of at-bats that we have seen here tonight between both teams, everybody's done a little bit of something productive. And speaking of production, Michael Jensen rings it up with a strikeout on the outside part of the plate.
Yeah, Jensen already 2 strikeouts on the game. He has honestly done a pretty good job since coming in and staying dominant, trying to stay ahead of the batters.
So a couple of strikeouts for Jensen in relief. Gets us back to the top of the order. 5th time batting here for Weston Shuleyans. 2 RBI single in the 3rd. He is 1-for-4. And he takes a fastball upstairs, ball number 1. I mentioned everybody at least somewhere in both lineups has done something productive at some points with how this game has gone. As we mentioned for Weston, his 2 RBI single in the 3rd. 2 balls, no strikes. Jensen gets the sign from Lucas Lancaster and delivers, and he lifts it foul. Might land on top of us. Oop, sounded like it hit the sidewalk behind us. And the count, 2-1. Jensen kicks, and the 2-1 to Shuleyans a little bit inside, now 3-1. 3rd meeting between these two teams. Well, I should say 2nd time, of course, playing a doubleheader the first time around, and they split, and now game 3. And that 3-1 is a little bit inside, ball 4. So a 1-out walk here for Weston Shuleyans, and that brings up L.J. Kelzer.
12th walk during the day here for Corning. Again, they have just been so patient against these Hiawatha pitchers and keeping themselves on a red light at that plate.
Kelzer has been productive basically all night. Jensen out of the stretch now and delivers a called strike on the outside part of the plate. It's 0-1. Kelzer walked and scored in his last at-bat. He has reached on an error. He has singled and walked again. 2-1. Runner at 1st is Weston Shuleyans. Now this one is a little bit low. Throw to 2nd on the steal attempt. Not in time. Weston a stolen bag, and he is up in the scoring position with 1 out. One ball, 1 here on L.J. Kelzer. Hoping on the stance just a touch, and he waits for this one, and he lifts it out towards center field, but Oldham as good as it gets. He runs it down in the gap to make the catch for out number 2. Now the runner at 2nd. It's up to Ben Haberkamp.
Man, tell you what, if there's been one player who's been extremely consistent and great today, it's been Oldham. He has played center field so perfectly and all that he has done out there.
Well, here's the lefty in Ben Haberkamp. He started on the mound and was relieved by Shuleyans, and he takes one high here for ball 1. He walked and scored at the 1st. He has popped out to 3rd. He has singled and walked again. So he has reached base in 3 of his 4 at-bats and has scored twice. Has an RBI chance here with 2 outs in the 6th, and there's a called strike on the outside part of the plate to make it 1-1. These two teams, as we mentioned a while ago, played 7 times last summer, and this is their 3rd meeting here early on in 2025. So certainly very familiar with one another. Count right now, 1-2 here on Ben Haberkamp. Runner at 2nd is Weston Shuleyans. A 15-9 lead here for Corning. Batting in the top of the 6th. The 1-2 just missed outside. 2-2. Well, just squeaking ahead and looking for both these teams after tonight's double dip. Both teams back in action on a Sunday. The normal rotation for Legion Baseball, usually Wednesday and Sunday. A few Thursday, Friday games scattered, but it's usually mainly Wednesdays and Sundays. There's a pitch inside. Good stop by the catcher. And it's not Lancaster anymore. It is Cooper Wishrup. But now the count, 3-2 here on Haverkamp. Jensen sets, long look at second, runner takes off, there's the pitch, it's hit well out towards right field, and running it down in the gap, that was a great play, I believe that was Becker, ran that one down to save a run, and it kept Corning off the board, another good defensive play, this time in right field by Becker, and that retires the side, we go to the home six here on KNCA, Corning 15, and Hiawatha 9.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Planning a wedding, festival, or big event? Don't let the unexpected ruin your big day. With special event insurance from SBS Insurance, you're covered for cancellations, liability, and more, so you can focus on the celebration. Big moments deserve big protection. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning, it's American Legion Baseball brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Kind CS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And stick around for the post game. We'll have our McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. So again, Hiawatha down to their final two at-bats. We go to the home sixth. They are down six, Crendon. It is 15-9.
This is what you would describe as a roller coaster kind of a game. You've seen the ups, you've seen the downs, and in Hiawatha, they were able to squeeze it to 10-2. Now it's 15-9, so still only down by six. Chance to produce some runs. Their last three innings, they have really stayed consistent. They have scored at least one run out of the last three innings. So for Hiawatha, hopefully they can keep that consistency. For Corning, they will look to try to shut him out.
First pitch by Weston Chulions to Cooper Jacobson, taken for a called strike. Bottom of the sixth inning is underway. Diller and Sieben Morgan also do up. But six outs is all that Hiawatha has, and they got to make up a minimum six-run deficit. Another called strike, quickly 0-2. We have not seen pitching being totally out in front of hitters tonight. Most of the hitters have been able to jump out in front, and there's a called time by the umpire right as Julian's threw that pitch. And the umpire having some kind of a discussion with Julian, so not sure the issue, but now the count. I believe he threw up 1-1, and that one up and away. Now 1-2, I believe, or not even sure. That one's in the dirt. Now I think it's 2-2. Let's see. Or is it 3-2?
I believe it's 3-2.
Okay, the count's full. Well, I wasn't sure when the umpire called time if
he was kind of just holding up the...
they counted that pitch or not. Kind of a confusing at bat here, and that 3-2 is outside, ball four. So sorry to confuse the listeners, but either way, it turned out into a walk for Cooper Jacobson.
I'm not sure if he was warning Chulions on something. He didn't. And now you're going to have a discussion between him and the coach of Corning after that at bat. Man, I'm, again, not really sure what that was for.
It's something about his pitching motion because the umpire's kind of showing Coach Haverkamp Quick pitch, yeah. I have noticed that there's not a lot of up with the knee.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to probably be kind of on par with what that discussion could be. But nonetheless, we are back to it. Jacobson at first base, nobody out. Here's Diller. And this is lined out towards left field, and it gets over. Colby Bouhey, and it scampers all the way up to the fence. Extra bases, and this is going to produce a run. Jacobson, too much speed. Pagan Diller, a RBI double. It's his second RBI double tonight, and it's now a 15-10 game.
Well, happy Go Fishing Day for Pagan Diller. It's National Go Fishing Day. If you did not know that, he has three hits today, single and two doubles, and he is went all out in the pond, out into the outfield. Man, what a great day for him.
You say it's really fishing day?
Yes.
That's a real thing?
It's National Go Fishing Day.
Oh, goodness. Well, there you go.
Look it up.
There's a called strike here to Dalton Steven Morgan. He'll start behind at 0-1. Diller at second base, nobody out. Diller, an RBI double, his second tonight, has gotten Hiawatha within five. Keep the line moving. I'm sure that's kind of the theme here for Hiawatha in the late innings. Going to have to rally. One ball, one strike. Now the count on Steven Morgan. He walked in his first at bat. He's also popped out and lined out. Now one bends in there for a called strike. Good pitch by Weston, and now 1-2 the count. Still sunshine, but the shades are starting to come in a little bit as this one is fouled away to make it still a 1-2 count. Pitch was off speed. Steven Morgan a little bit of a reach there, but fouled it out of play. Diller at second base. A walk and then a double. And Hiawatha a run early in this inning. And now that one gets away. Scampers past Lehman all the way to the backstop. And that allows Diller to take third without a throw. That'll go down as a wild pitch. So now an out. Ground ball to the right side. Fly out and out could produce a run here. In which, for Hiawatha, you got to find a way to get that run in for sure at minimum. Now a 2-2 is high. Now three balls, two strikes. A 15-10 Corning lead, and now this is hit out towards left field, and it's going to drop in for a hit. Colby Bouhey a little late on it, and a run is in to get it to within four. Throw to second, though, is in time for the out. So Steven Morgan tried to extend on it into a double, and he's gunned down at second base, but the run is in to make it 15-11. Good play by Colby Bouhey. He's been heavily worked here in this sixth inning so far.
Yeah, and just kind of wherever he puts himself and places himself, the ball is either going too far over him or too short in front, man. It's just really unfortunate there for him. I mean, he's got some great speed. It's just really hard to make those plays.
So one out, nobody on. That run is in. It is a four-run game as Corning's lead is 15-11. Here's a 1-0-2 Cooper Wishrup, and he grounds it to the left side. Henry Heidemann, good field at short, has time to make the throw, and it's dropped by the first baseman in tally, and that is an error. We have seen plenty of those here tonight. And that one is not on Heidemann. That one is on tally at first.
Yeah, just a bad scoop. I mean, Tally had a great stretch for the ball, but you just saw it. He just hit the glove, and it just fell straight down in front of him.
So runner at first, and there's a swing and a miss by Gannon Becker to start behind at 0-1. Hiawatha just trying to continue to chip away. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're down four. Now this one just out in front and foul. Lined with good pace over there by Becker, but he's going to be behind here at 0-2. He has singled and scored a run. He is 1-for-3. Right now, the runner at first, Cooper Wishrup. A couple of Horton Chargers. Right now, represented out there for this Hiawatha Legion Post 6-6 squad. 0-2 by Julian. A little bit outside, 1-2. Well, if you didn't know it was baseball, it kind of looks like a lacrosse score, 15-11. What are some other sports that might have similar scores? It's kind of high for baseball. It's kind of low for football.
A really bad football game.
Maybe a first quarter high school basketball score. and the 2-2 is low. So now after Becker fell behind at 1-2, it is now a full count. So we sit here and discuss possible other sport similar score outcomes. That pitch is outside, ball four. What an at bat there for Gannon Becker. Falls behind and then works a walk.
And you talk about outcomes, man, it's kind of hard to predict where this game's going. As it's, you know, you'd like to say it's favored for one side, but it has just been an up and down roller coaster, and now it's going back down for Coring as you have another mound meeting on the mound for him with just a 4-run lead. Hiawatha is still trying to stab away.
Well, don't forget, once we get to the post game, we'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. Hiawatha, they have had to just claw back all night. They have done so on multiple occasions, but they have never led once. Corning got right out the gate with a 4-0 lead in the first, or I should say after the top of the first. Hiawatha came back with two themselves. But Hiawatha has trailed by 7 two separate times today. They were down 9-2 early and then also down 15-8, but now it's a 15-11 score here as they bat in the bottom of the sixth with one out and two on. And J.J. Lancaster takes the first pitch called strike, and he's behind it 0-1. Again, two runners are on, and now this one is popped up on the infield. I think it's going to be the second infield fly. That is a big second out.
Yeah, and that was a great pitch there from Weston, an inside fastball, and it choked up J.J. Lancaster on a short inside swing and just popped off the top of the bat on the inside.
So we're back to the top of the order with Michael Oldham. Two on and two outs. It's team down 4 here in the home six. It's 15-11. Pitch by Shulianz is hacked away and fouled out of play to make it 0-1. The fifth at bat tonight for Micah Oldham. Both teams have gone now 5 runs deep through their lineup. Good pitch there on the inside corner, a called strike, and it is 0-2. Big opportunity here on both sides. Weston Shulianz trying to get out of the inning with still a decent lead for his squad, but Micah Oldham on the opposite side trying to keep this comeback alive. And there's a called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate, and Oldham is down looking for the final outs of the inning. But Hiawatha, they get 2. They get an RBI double by Tegan Diller and then an RBI single by Dalton Steven Morgan. Well, we finally hit the 7th inning. It's 15-11 Corning. It's American Legion Baseball, and we're back right after this.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system. So a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated 117 years, and Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Brandon, Crendon, Kurtz, we've been here long enough. The sun is slowly setting, but the sun is still out to a certain degree. Corning trying to add some insurance here, Crendon. In the 7th inning, that lacrosse score we talked about, 15-11. They have not trailed, but Hiawatha has certainly made them sweat it out along the way.
It's been a 2-hour and 20-minute game since first pitch at 6 o'clock. And really, I got to say, I kind of feel for these athletes. Legion ball, you know, starts really late at night. And, you know, sometimes these first games can go 2.5. You know, you're eclipsing maybe 3 hours and then turn around and have to play another game. Man, that is a hard thing to do.
Well, we go to the seventh. First pitch swinging. Hunter Lehman sends it out towards the gap in left center. Who else? Michael Oldham runs it down in the gap. One pitch, one out here in the seventh. Is that our first one pitch, one out scenario?
That is.
I think so.
That is our fastest at bat we've seen today.
Well, good wood on it for Hunter Lehman, but Oldham again, sensational center fielder, makes the catch in the left center field gap for out number one. Here is Henry Heidemann, batting for a fifth time. He has been uber productive and stays productive. This one, not ideal. He gets hit by this pitch, and he's at first base with one out.
Well, that would probably now be our fastest plate appearance today. That was a one-pitch, hit-by-pitch. So a lot of one pitches already.
So Heidemann now 2 for 3. He has walked. He was just hit by that pitch. He has driven in 3 runs tonight, and he has scored 3 runs. So as productive as anybody in this Corning lineup tonight. He's got a pretty good lead at first with one out. Here's the pitch by Jensen, and a slow roller. Left side, fielded at short, bobbled in the air. Everybody is safe. Well, that was J.J. Lancaster over there at short. That has certainly been a story here tonight.
Well, we've seen a one-pitch out, one-pitch hit by pitch, and one-pitch error. Just missing the four of the kind, the one-pitch hit.
Maybe the umpire just said, all right, we're swinging at every first pitch. Well, not that time. Ball in the outside part of the plate to Aiden Talley, so it's 1-0. Yeah, three consecutive batters, three consecutive results on one pitch. Talley's at least going to see a second pitch here. Two on and one out, and he lifts this one out towards center field. It is playable for Oldham again. Left center field gap. He makes the catch for out number two.
Well, nothing gets old about Oldham. He just continues to play the center field perfect.
So Corning again came into this inning with a 4-run lead, and they still have a chance here with two down to add a little bit of insurance. The way this game is kind of played out, you know Hiawatha certainly not expected to go quietly in the final frame. Now this is first pitch swinging out towards left, and that drops in for a base hit. Henry Heidemann rounds third. He will score, and with two outs, Hayden Julian's a monster RBI single. Well, that gets it back to a 5-run game, 16-11. Cameron Kramer goes up to second base. First and second, two outs. 16-11 now the score. Second RBI tonight for Hayden Chulions. Jensen's first pitch here to Colby Bauhey is grounded to third, fielded by Lancaster over to first in time to retire the side. So Corning does with two outs to get an insurance run, an RBI single by Hayden Chulions. Hiawatha, they got work to do. We go to the bottom of the seventh. They trail 16-11 here on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a final opportunity for Hiawatha post 66. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Here at Hiawatha Noble Park, they trail Corning. It is 16-11. And here we go. This has just been a wild game, and Corning trying to hold on and get this win here tonight. Again, thanks to Kirkwood & Company Restaurants and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Also want to thank Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. Crendon, Brandon, and Kurt with you. It will be Michael Jensen to lead things off here against Weston Shuleyans as Corning holds the 5-run advantage. All right, here we go.
Meaning a big inning, and I mean, it's not quite your top of the order for Hiawatha, but Mike Jensen, he's had a great at bat.
He bats from the right side. It is his fifth at bat tonight. First pitch by Weston in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Lucas Lancaster, Cooper Jacobson will follow. And Hiawatha again needing 5 runs. One ball, one strike. Pitch was in the dirt there. So Weston's done a pretty good job in relief. Hiawatha's used 3 pitchers here tonight. Weston came in the middle innings. He has pitched ever since. There's one, a called strike as well. Inside part of the play. Jensen did not agree, and it's 1-2. Corning trying to snap a little 3-game skid. They have a 5-run lead here, starting the bottom of the 7th inning, and now on a 1-2 pitch, it is hit right back up the middle, out into center field, and Jensen a leadoff single.
Yep, and for Hiawatha, that's exactly the start that you want to see from your second batter in the order to lead off the bottom of the 7th. I mean, this is the inning that you try to tie it, or you try to walk it off here for Hiawatha.
Here is Lucas Lancaster. He has walked 3 times and scored 3 runs. Well, I say he, the courtesy runner and more. Now, this is grounded underneath the glove of Shuleyans at 3rd, and everybody is safe. It was an incredibly hard hit. Jensen up to 2nd base. Lancaster reaching via another error, and that's going to call on Leighton Moore for the 4th time to be the courtesy runner for Lancaster. So now 2 on and nobody out. This is a 4-run deficit for Hiawatha, but I would say the sweat level for Corning starting to rise just a little bit. Certainly Corning's going to have to work to secure this win.
It'd be really a terrific comeback here for Hiawatha, and definitely one to remember if they can try to pull this one out.
Well, Jacobson steps in. He is certainly one of the veterans on this squad. He bats from the left side. Shuleyans now out of the stretch. Again, Weston pitching, and Hayden had a chance for that play at 3rd, could not do so. First pitch in the dirt, ball 1 here to Cooper Jacobson. RBI double, run scored in the 1st, reached on an error in the 3rd. He had an RBI single in the 4th, walked and scored, and now he lifts this one high in the air out towards right field. This is Tegan Bauhe, runs it down in front of the 340 sign. It was hit deep, but that is out number 1. Jensen tags up to 3rd, so now 1 out, runners at the corners for Tegan Diller. And it was hit well, probably just a touch north over 300. But Bauhe ran it down for a big out number 1. Tegan Diller's had a very productive offensive night. 2 RBI doubles, 1 in the 3rd and 1 in the 6th. He fouls the first pitch here straight back, and it's 0-1. He also has an RBI single, so he is 3-for-4. He's reached on an error. He has driven in 3 and has scored twice. Weston Shuleyan shakes off 1 sign. They're at the corners, and now a time called. 16-11 is the Corning Post 216 lead here, just trying to end this game. But Hiawatha, again, they're at the corners, 1 out. 0-1 count, here's the pitch. It is high for ball 1. Well, you mentioned the length of this game, and these two going to have to take a quick breather and play game number 2 of this doubleheader tonight. It'll be very much so under the lights here in Hiawatha.
Yeah, 2 hours and 30 minutes on our game time since first pitch. These two teams have played a lengthy game of baseball and are due up for another one afterwards.
Here is a 2-1 pitch by Weston Shuleyans to Tegan Diller, and he watches it in there for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Jensen the runner at 3rd, and the courtesy runner, and Leighton Moore the runner at 1st base, replaced Lancaster after reaching on an error. Here's a 2-2, and it's popped up on the infield. Right side, Kelzer, the 2nd baseman, makes the catch. And Hiawatha down to their final out. It is up to Dalton Sieben Morgan. He will bat from the right side. He has walked. He has singled in a run. He has popped out and has lined out. Both these teams got through their fifth time in the order. First pitch swinging. It's hit out towards center field. Ben Haverkamp running in on it, running in on it, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. Well, it was a wild one for sure, but Corning holds on and defeats Hiawatha 16-11. The final score here tonight. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank N.A., member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in off-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Added performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harling at Harling Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harling Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, just north of 2.5 hours this game took tonight in Hiawatha. And it's Corning post 216, a 16-11 win. Back one final time here on KNZA. Kurt, Brandon, and Crendon with you. Kind of a lot to dissect, but a lot of runs, quite a few hits, a lot of errors, a lot of walks. A lot of runners left on base. A little bit of everything.
There was a lot of walking. We'll put that line straight. There was a lot of walking.
These runners got their 10,000 steps in for the day.
Yeah, they walked 500 miles, as that one song would go, and they did definitely walk 500 more throughout this game. And yeah, 12 total walks were drew from Corning, I believe, 5 from Hiawatha. That's what really kind of lengthened out this game time was the walks and errors. The errors were also
More so for Hiawatha. Again,
yeah.
They're pitching. Hiawatha pitching gave up 12 walks. There was that stretch. What was it in the fifth inning or was it the third inning where there was
what, five consecutive bases loaded walks?
It was a fifth. The fifth inning.
You don't also want to forget that Hiawatha early on also were just struggling on picks. On pickoffs on first base.
But really, both teams, had their issues of errors. Trying to pick off runners. Both teams certainly had errors that way. But, again, it was four runs right out the gate for Corning in the top of the first inning. They never trailed at any point. At one point early on, it was 9-2. Hiawatha had come right back to get it within a couple of runs. And then every time Hiawatha just felt like they were slowly chipping away, just Corning had a response in every inning.
Yeah, and they had 10 batters and just approximately 10 go up in three innings. The first, the second, or the third and the fifth. So, you know, kind of alternating in and out in all those innings. But again, you look at all those innings and that's where all the runs came through. You had four come through in the first. You had five come through in the third. You had five more come through in the fifth. So, you mean, that was the meat and potatoes there for Corning, was those innings and being able to find production through their entire order.
And look at this Chaos ice cream sandwich. That is awesome. He is winning our player of the game.
Yeah. Player of the game is this fine young gentleman who I acknowledged during the timeout. He had an ice cream sandwich, and this kid takes it upon himself to go down and grab us couple of ice cream sandwiches.
That's
so
awesome.
That is very awesome. We appreciate that very much. How about our player of the game? Who do we like?
Whoever gives me an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, well,
being serious, who gets
McDonald's
the player of the game? From Corning here, Henry Heidemann had a great game. Three RBIs, four runs scored. He had five plate appearances. He only grounded out once. That was in the fourth inning. He reached four times. All four times he reached, he went through and scored a run. His first two at-bats resulted in singles. And he didn't error a whole lot. He was a great player from the shortstop position, played pretty cleanly when the ball came to him. And, you know, I think overall, you look at a player who played both sides of the ball very well. I would say that, you know, Henry Heidemann really did it well.
Yeah, and again, no errors on his part, so everybody kind of got involved there with that. Okay, yeah, we're still talking about the ice cream sandwiches. I love it. It is awesome.
Great.
I can't wait to gnar this thing down. It's going to be a lot of fun. But Henry Heidemann, again, five plate appearances, reached base four times, two hits. He had three RBIs, really consistent for Corning Post 216. They snap a three-game skid. Get their fourth win of the summer. Hiawatha, they're trying to get one back here in game two. They dropped to 3-8. But that's going to do it for us again. We mentioned Henry Heidemann again, our player of the game. Brought to you by McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. Thanks to all of our great sponsors, of course, who make it very much possible. All right, before we wrap things up, let's run down the totals here as Corning gets the win. 16 runs, 11 hits, 5 errors, 12 left on base. They get to 4-7 on the summer. Hiawatha, 11 runs, 12 hits, 7 errors, and they left 10 on base. Well, north of 2.5 hours for this one. I think we are back in Hiawatha next week for our next broadcast, so stick around for that. Thank you very much, Kurt. We appreciate that very much. So until then, thanks for hanging with us here tonight. Thank you very much for the ice cream sandwiches. We love it. We appreciate it. For Kurt, Crendon, I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening to American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.